It's the Tiltcast, episode 160, First Grade Rules.
I don't dare you.
And this week on the show, we talk about Tomb Raider.
I'm the teacher.
Warframe. Batman Arkham Origins.
Yeah, the monkey bars.
Neverwinter MMO. And Hearthstone. And a lot of the crazy Earl, so stay tuned. You're reading way too much into it. Oh my god, I wish I was a wrestler.
I'd be so rich.
Reading way too much into
it. Why a broke neck being a wheelchair? Yeah, in my day. In my day, I was wrestling in bingo halls for peanuts.
And we are back with another episode of the Tiltcast.
Why, hello.
That was Earl and his wrestling intro.
Intimate. Yes. This is an intimate podcast.
And Earl's here because tonight we're down one Trent show.
One Rusty.
And Rusty's got finals tomorrow.
I'll be honest with you, I wasn't the first option. Or even the second or the third. But damn it, when they need a fourth stringer, they call in Earl.
Need a Z stringer.
G string too. What?
No, that's Holly.
So, but we also have Jason who's speaking. And if you've listened to the show, that's me, Justin.
Man, you got some ashes over here.
That's all from you knocking over the ashtray.
For one, I didn't leave my big ass Mountain Dew in the middle of the table next to the mic for someone to knock it over. All my stuff was on the floor where it should have been.
I can't help
And two, I'm not a smoker. This ain't my ashes, okay? I'm just saying. And it's on your side of the table.
I can't help but you're a Sasquatch.
Listen, playground rules and first grade etiquette state, whoever it's closest by has to clean it up. I'm just saying. Like when you're like, can you get the door? Well, you're closer to the door. You got to get it. I'm just saying. The ashes are closer to you. You need to clean it up. Ask any first grader or on the playground. They'll tell you I'm right.
First grade rules.
First grade playground rules, buddy. Just saying, if not, I'm gonna go get the teacher and tell her you made a mess. I'm just saying. Either way, I'll do it.
I am the teacher.
No, you're not. Dear God, everyone's failing. I know you're in the first grade and all, but I need to know what the square root of pi to the 15th degree is. No one knows that, Justin. No one knows that.
I started to suss it out.
Justin's like, the pi to the 15th power is 9, 2, 4.
It's a lot of pie.
It is a lot of pie. I'll tell you what. The Rock in the Attitude Era had the greatest pie line ever, and that was amazing.
What was that?
He was like, what kind of pie do you like? And he was like, I'll tear down some pie. Don't matter if it's pumpkin pie, apple pie, poutine pie. That was a great intro. I love it. He had more, but I don't want to paraphrase him because he could charge. And we all know Dwayne The Rock Johnson listens to our podcast. What's up, Rock? My condolences go out to the loss of your friend. Support us.
Well,
I don't even know where to go. You need to say
rest in peace, Paul Walker, because we lost an angel. We lost an angel.
Let's just bring it back in from Earl's dream world.
We lost an angel.
Back to the Tiltcast.
Garth Brooks, 2014. Remember that.
I think you're under.
I need the redneck boat on that one.
Just bring it back in.
Jason was over here like Googling it. He's like, I gotta know what Garth Brooks is coming.
Well, it's such a weird dynamic we have the cast because everybody, aside from video games, has some widely different music tastes. You like bluegrass and country.
And Weird Al. That's right.
I like pretty much everything that's not labeled with 50 Cent or
Look, I'm any gonna of those lose other some rap artists. On this, but I hate rap. I'm going to lose a lot of viewers. I hate rap. No, well, you can't 80s rap is good. 80s rap is good.
Well, NWA is pretty good.
Well, that was 80s.
I know.
Yeah. Nowadays, didn't go to hell. Go to hell, that's my vote.
What about Bone Thugs and Harmony?
That was when it cut, except for First of the Month. That song should never been made.
Hey, who did Amish, or not Amish Paradise?
Oh, it was Weird Al, sir.
That was Weird Al.
Coolio did the original.
Paradise? Yeah, that's
Coolio.
Right.
Which I believe Weird Al's version was better because it had the dude sweating. And he took his hat off, and it was amazing. I love that video. My wife watched it. So she was a Mennonite, and she loved the video, too. What's up?
So, speaking of things like that, and that's a weird tie-in because me and you got into this discussion with one of my employees about UHF and how 90% of it was filmed in the building we work in.
Boom, 85 to 90. Brilliant. The Executive Mall. Love it.
Well, I'll say what's posted there, but oh, we work there.
Oh, I love that. I love that movie so much.
And it is not a mall, so.
I love that movie dearly.
It hasn't been a mall for decades now.
I love that movie so much that if I can talk my wife into it, it's going to be my second to next tattoo. It's going to be an homage to UHF.
What are you going
to
do with it?
I don't know, but it's going to be something to homage UHF. Tattoos? I do. I have two.
Wow, even Earl has tattoos.
I got one in the Philippines when I was over there for work. And it took like 6 hours longer because it was like 2 days after the tropical storm hit and the power kept going out.
Oh, that sucks.
And I got the other one when they had a tattoo convention, came to the River Spirit Casino. I went with Leanne and we went to go eat at Cheddar's.
Oh, Leanne that's been there forever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
we went to eat at Cheddar's and I was like, I'm going to get this tattoo. And it's my nickname with my favorite number because I was like, I'm going to pay tribute to one of our best friends that is in a reggae band, B. Medler. He's in the band
Salmon the Stylies,
yes. So I got it. He gave me a nickname. It was Sogmaster, and then my number 13 underneath it, and I got it. And I got that one right there, and that one cost me really, really next to no money at all. But the guy was from Kentucky, and then she got a tattoo on her wrist for her daughter. So, yeah.
Jason, are you tattooless?
He is tattooless.
I am tattooless, but my skin bleeds the color out real bad, so...
Listen,
I'd have to get
that is the cop out for I'm afraid of needles.
No, I'm
She's
not afraid
getting,
of needles.
You know
at
what?
All.
You can get a black and white.
You know what?
And it's
you
fine.
Can give me a tetanus shot with a turkey injector. I don't care.
For one, I don't play with needles because that's a dangerous game. Kids don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. Okay, I'm just saying. And I'm not
unless you're in a rock band.
Medical? No. Join a rock band because they give it to you for free. Still don't do drugs.
And they don't give it to you for
don't do drugs. Listen, Uncle Billy off of Love Actually said they do, and I believe Billy. Okay?
Well, I was
Uncle
in
Billy
a band.
Nye.
I was in a band for 6 years. Never
listen,
got free tattoo.
Listen,
you just didn't get big enough.
Listen. Now the other thing was when I was in a band for 6 years, tattoos weren't really a thing around here.
That's true.
Yeah. They were legal.
We got them late.
Yeah, but I went to other places and like even
it's like everybody in their
so like
uncle
well like
now.
In the late 90s, like early 2000s, like nobody really had tattoos.
No,
I remember I went with my buddy to.
You should have gotten a tattoo, and your rock band would have hit bigs.
Well, I went with my buddy to go get this tattoo, and I can't remember what it was. It was just something ridiculous, and we had to go to some guy that was living in a hotel.
Yeah, that's always the best
off,
tattoo to get.
Right over off like I-44 and like 21st. Like, it was one of those, like, low-rent, cheap, like, hooker hotels.
Listen, you get what
and
you
And we went
for.
There, and the dude was, like, a fucking ex-con.
Yeah.
And he had a homemade needle.
Kids, listen.
With an ink pen, and
listen,
it was
kids.
Freaking nuts.
Listen, kids, that's not the tattoo you want to get. If a guy tells you, I'll give you this tattoo for a card
well,
of smokes
he ran
into
him at a bar, and
either.
He said he'd do it for, like, $55.
Woo! That is...
And it was six hours
the,
of being scared shitless. This guy that had a whole wall of
that
guns.
That is the making of
in
the
his,
next...
In his freaking hotel.
That is the making of the next Bad Ink episode, Tattoo Nightmares. Go to a reputable place. That's
not,
what I say.
Not to mention you were probably in a future serial killer's home at that point.
There was something
just
going
but
on.
But you know what, though? Back then, though, that's the ones you wanted to go to. See, that's the difference of times. Back in the 90s, early 2000s, that's the guy you went to. You're like, that guy's got street cred. I'm going to him. And then he makes some god-awful-looking cat on your arm. You're like, no, I'm a badass. Look at that tiger. And you're like, I have no idea what that is right now.
But no.
Well, it was barely discernible. It got infected. He finally, years later, when it finally got legalized here, which is ridiculous, got it covered up with something else.
Yeah. God bless real tattoo artists. God bless them.
That's true. Man. That's true. But no, actually, some buddies of mine drug me to a tattoo artist. And I was like, man, I don't know if this will work because I had my knee scoped several years ago. And all the scars are pretty much completely healed from that.
Oh, that's good.
The scars don't show. So... And one of them does very little. So he was like, tell you what, we'll run a line of ink, wait a couple months, and if the ink's not there, then it wouldn't be worth it to you to get one.
You can get the white ink tattoo, and that makes a really cool tattoo on a lot of people who has very fair skin. That's a really cool looking one.
White ink?
Yeah, what it does is when they do it, because it's clear, it's basically almost clear, what it does is when you do it, it makes it look like, you know, like when you have like a scar almost, it makes it look like a scar.
So it looks like you're branding it.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Without the hurt. But there are some really cool tattoos when you get that done.
But the color ran out in 4 months out of the one line. Completely. Wow.
Well,
so
let's see.
He was like,
where is it at?
It's in the middle of my back.
Oh, well, that
sucks.
I don't really want you to take off your shirt.
Yeah,
I really
you don't want me to take my shirt off either. So he's like, you know, it just wouldn't be cost effective for you to get a tattoo because you're going to have it touched up every 4 to 6 months, and that's expensive. So I'm tattooed.
I would show you this photo.
Oh, really? That chair has a cooler on it? Yes.
Look at that sexiness right there. Boom. Sexy. Oh, sexiness right there. I know you did, baby. Listen, 30 minutes. It's not a fun sight, my friend.
What kind of selfie is that?
That was when I started to work out the first time. I actually lost like 40 pounds. That was my beginning photo.
That's your before picture?
It was.
And that's one of the most awkward pictures in the world I took. So I used to do a lot of like semi-pro photos.
Oh yeah.
One of my buddies like, can you take a before picture? And he was like, me and him had worked out in the day, but he'd gotten soft, you know.
Yeah.
Gotten real soft. Mm-hmm. Like 60 pounds soft.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, so what are we gonna do? I was like, you got your muscle shirt on, take a picture. He's like, nope, I'm taking my shirt off. I was like,
ooh, is that kind of party? Right.
I was like,
let's do this.
This is awkward. I was like, can you take your own? He's like, no, I want a good shot. Like, so I'm lighting a shot of a before picture, like lighting it with a shirtless fat dude.
Listen, that's like my son the other day. My son's not any by all means. He's like 8 months old. But the missus bought him a pair of pants that was too big. She was trying them on, and he was crawling on the floor. And 1 minute, he was in the middle of the floor playing with his ball, and everything was fine. And the next minute, he's pushing the ball, and there's like no pants. I'm like, well, it's this kind of party, and I didn't even know about it. It escalated quickly.
He just crawled right out of him, didn't
he? He sure did. I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah. But you know what, though? I was watching the thing about someone going back to what you were talking about. I didn't know that your skin can get, like, one of the girls that I watch on YouTube, she has a little blog channel, and she got a tattoo, and she got red ink, and her skin was allergic to the color red. And it festered something through. I was like, I did not know your skin could be allergic to color.
Well, it's the chemical.
Yeah. So it was crazy.
It's
was
a chemical compensation. Basically, if you're...
But they say it's very rare.
If you had red food allergies as a kid, mm-hmm. you probably can't take red ink very well.
But she didn't. She didn't have any allergies or anything. Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, well, apparently you can be allergic to color red.
Wow.
See, this is the tattoo I want to get of my daughter right here. That's the tattoo I want to get it.
Oh,
just her walking
with
the balloons, yeah.
Why don't you get like a silhouette?
Nice.
I'm probably going to, but I need to check with Lolly. She's like the best, what do you call it, a tattoo artist that does people.
Hey, what was that? Town. Remember that guy? It was his name, Jason.
He works down there at the tattoo shop on Peoria.
Let's say Sean, the supervisor, was telling me he's actually been doing his tattoos.
Yeah, he's got a big waiting list too. But yeah, that's who does Steve-O's. Yeah, buddy.
I'd say Jason had some pretty bad
tattoos. Either it's going to be this one, or I'm going to look up Galfrey tattoos and get the Galfrey ones for the important dates, like my wedding anniversary, my daughter's birthday, my oldest son's birthday, my youngest son's birthday. That's going to be the other tattoo. And I'd probably get that on this arm, and if it's too big, I'll get them on both arms. One of those. That's why it's the two tattoos. I haven't decided yet. Because everybody's doing that one nowadays where they have like the Roman numerals. And like for instance, chick off of wrestling, she has the tattoo of like the day she started wrestling, the day she had her first match on Raw, and then the day she won the women's the Divas title. And then I see people on their arms, they've got the little
that'll become the same thing, just like tribal tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that funny story, that's the name of the shop I got my first tattoo at was Tribal, but it was in the Philippines. And he tried to jip me, and I took someone from there, and she knew the owner, and she said, I'll tell the owner you're trying to cheat people, because he's someone over here, and he's a tourist, doesn't mean you can cheat, you can charge him double. And they were all speaking in Tagalog, and I had no idea what was going on until she got really loud, and he's like, blah, 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 and he like stormed out really fast. I'm like, oh, should we go? She's like, no, he's just mad, he's trying to charge you twice, and I told him I'd tell the owner. and he'd be fired. And I was like,
well, okay then, but you know, he still has to tattoo me, right? She goes, he won't do anything wrong. I'll stay here the whole time. She's out with me the whole time.
Wow. Were they just one of the people that worked up there?
Yeah, one of the people that worked up at the call center, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm glad I brought you, because that would have been horrible. But it costed me like 80 American dollars. But again, you get what you pay for. If you go to someone and pay $50 for a really cool looking tattoo, it's not going to be cool looking at all.
No.
Mm-mm, not at all, kids. That's what you need to remember. And don't do drugs.
With that, Earl.
And Blizzard, I know you're listening. Invite us to the next BlizzCon. We love you.
No. I have a love-hate relationship.
Yes. I get those stupid fake emails. It's like, you're in a war of trading gold and we're going to kill your account unless you verify you're who you are. And I'm all like, delete.
Yeah, I actually sold my account.
Stupid ass hackers. You did what?
I gave my account away.
You let a friend play. Did you say you let a friend play your account? Yes. Man, now they ain't gonna sponsor us. Way to go.
Oh, I don't know. Mine's like, my WoW account is sitting out there dead.
Mine's in limbo.
Yeah.
Because I called, you get those emails, right? And I was gonna log in. I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm gonna call.
And they're like, good thing you didn't, because that's how the hackers get your stuff. All your stuff would have been gone. I'm like, all right. Because they'll tell you. They'll do crazy shit.
They'll just sell your bind on Equip Epics just to make the gold that they make off that.
And they say they all the time, because they'll tell you, like, Blizzard, when you call them, they're like, last time I called them, I hadn't played in like 4 years. And I was like, I ain't played in like 4 years. And he was like, yeah, we show there's been no activity on your account for days. Yeah, you're good. No one's selling gold or anything. I'm like, all right, because you see them, just throw it to the spam filter. Don't ever do your credentials, because they'll take you to a fake page that looks like it, just so you'll enter in your information.
That's like, how hard is it to create a fake website?
I know, right?
Yeah.
So speaking of MMOs, I've been playing a lot of MMOs.
Ooh, what you been playing?
I've been playing massively multiplayer games in general.
Like what?
Neverwinter Online.
Man, is that still there?
That's it. It's free to play.
Oh my god, that game was so amazing. Get legs. Get legs as your companion.
Legs?
Well, on the one game, the Neverwinter Knights, it was a thief companion you could have, and his name.
You're talking about the old Neverwinter Knights.
Yes. Yeah. I know it's not the online one, but I like
what you're talking about.
Yeah, Neverwinter Knights, you get legs, and he would do it for you, and he'd pick locks and disarm traps. You just walking like a melee character, walking like a vamp. You're like, all right, I'll stay back here for a second. All right, disarmed? Great.
A long time ago, John from the Carousel.
Yeah.
Was trying his hand at making custom campaigns, and he tried one.
They were so hard.
And then we played a few co-op.
They were hard as hell.
They were hard as hell.
Hell yeah, they were. We had a friend do it, and you would go on, and he made one where you had to kill a dragon, and you got the horde. Man, even a level 1 dragon back in the day, you get your ass killed.
So there wasn't anything like that. The one thing that's so different about this, like, I haven't gotten to the part, I've put about 8 hours into it.
Cool.
So I've gotten enough to get a taste, but not enough for a review, you know. And from what I can tell, you can buy additional character slots. They give you 2 character slots.
So it's kind of like Dungeons & Dragons Online, where they give you 2 slots and 1 mailbox, and if you want more, you got to purchase.
Well, and it's like this. So, like, there's everything in there. There's a lot of gold that you can use. You can make gold in-game, but just like old WoW, when I say old WoW, like vanilla WoW, remember how long it took you to get a gold?
Mm-hmm.
It took you like 30 hours.
You were like, man, this horse costs 19.
If you were good, it took you 20.
Right, and it was like, it took until you were max level before you started making, like, you know, 100 gold a day or something.
Yeah.
And then, like, once Burning Crusade and Lich King hit, you were making, I could make maybe 1,000 gold in a day. Yeah. That was a really good day.
You'd have to, if you want to make good money, you'd have to go to that one spot and grind and try to get that really rare drop and then throw that bitch on the auction house.
You'd have to do crazy shit like that, or you'd sell reagents, which is what I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
So, same thing, I got an auction house and a similar system like that, and you can make gold that way, the legit way. But, like, there's people that want to get stuff right out of the gate. You can buy gold in that game legitimately.
Nice.
And the equation...
Do they have the same user agreement?
It's 1 gold per penny.
Really?
So 500 gold is $5.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Do they have the user agreement?
But the mounts are like 5,000 gold.
Yeah, that's $50.
Right.
But do they have the user agreement that no matter what you get, it's their sole property?
I haven't looked at that because
that's what was cool about EverQuest. They didn't care. You could just sell whatever you wanted.
Well, the thing that struck me as different is it's an action RPG.
Yeah.
It plays out different than the original Neverwinter did. So, like, original Neverwinter was very much an MMO, but single player. Like, you clicked on stuff, and then you clicked abilities, and things happened.
Yeah.
Well, so I've been
playing... was blacked out until you discovered it.
That part's still there.
Oh, that's amazing. That's the same as Baldur's Gate.
But, so, it's an ARPG, though. Like, instead of clicking on things and then things happening, it's like right mouse button does my primary attack, left mouse button does my secondary attack. I have abilities that I can queue, that I can use on my mouse keys, or not my like on my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 key, and then you level up skills or reassign stuff. So you could essentially, if there's a controller with a lot of buttons, you could do it on a controller.
Yeah.
Because you just line up something in your sights and shoot. If I like have an archer character, I line them up. I don't have to hit him like right on the dot.
Yeah.
Let's say his hitbox is a little bit bigger than normal.
Uh huh.
I'm firing an arrow and I'm clicking the button, firing an arrow. Yeah. Arrow's hitting what I'm pointing at. It's not that I tab targeted it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so
cool.
It does that for you. I've been playing a halfling rogue because I get the hobbit jokes all the time. So I might as well play a halfling. And it's pretty cool. Like,
do they have? Do they do the weaknesses like in the D&D?
It's all
like
based on D&D rules.
Which ones though?
I don't know.
Oh,
probably the most current.
You don't have a Thaco, do you?
You could look it up, but anyways.
But yeah, Thaco, that's some bullshit right there. That's the greatest thing alive. But as soon as you figure out what Thaco means, you're like, new system! And then you just throw it out the window.
But long story short, with my rogue, I basically have like a sinister strike like I did with the rogue in WoW.
That's cool.
And then I have like a sweep attack. I have a like bamf move, like a nightcrawler move. Basically, I hit a button. If I see a guy like 30 yards away, I hit a button and he teleports over there.
Nice.
In a cloud of smoke, then comes up above and like does a like jumping stab.
That's amazing.
I have one that'll do a backstab that same way, and then I have another one that'll do like a teleport around and kick guys' asses kind of button.
So what level can you get to on it?
I haven't checked out max level, but I know a couple of my friends that actually listen to the show, Jason and Brandy, were playing it. And I was like, you know what? It's on Steam right now, free to play. I'm going to check it out. The action RPG part wasn't 100% solid. It wasn't quite like a Skyrim. It doesn't look like a Skyrim, but it looked...
Does it look like the old Neverwinter?
It does. The art style is the same as Neverwinter. And let's say it's between WoW and modern Skyrim. Somewhere in between.
Ooh, that's not bad. So, like I said, I was going to say, if you get to a certain level, if they get you, let you go like past level 20, then if you end up playing that rogue, you can be a shadow dancer and stuff. Then you can hide in plain sight.
Well, they have two multi-classes for them. So one is basically the stealth rogue, like your stealth, and one is like a arms master.
Well, that's cool.
So I think I'm going to go the arms master way because I can still stealth.
Hide in plain sight. That's the most amazing thing ever.
Well, and that's done by Cryptic, so that's not bad.
So, but, like, I have a stealth ability and I have dodge. So, like, I'm also playing a warrior, like a swordboard warrior.
Permatank.
Right, and I wanted to see how that worked, and so like he has threat abilities.
Yeah.
But like if I need to block something, I hit my shift key and he holds up his shield.
Ooh, that's nice.
So it's not an auto block or anything like that. It's something I actually have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And like
enemies
and enemies will wind up to do like a big cleave.
Yeah.
And you'll see where their area of damage is gonna be. So
giant cleave?
Well, something like that.
Okay, let's get this. If we're gonna talk about it, let's get it right.
Well, so like it'll be like a giant cleave.
Thank you.
And when he's doing that's it, you'll see ability. You'll see a radius around the enemy that's gonna cleave.
You go,
and the idea is I want to dodge that. So like on my rogue, I double tap back, and he'd do a backflip and get out of the area, and then he'd do the attack, and then I'd
jump
back
more
in.
Than one space because then they get attack opportunity.
But with the tank, he doesn't have the dodge abilities like the rogue does.
Yeah.
So I could move around it or move out of it if I was quick enough, or throw up my shield and I block, and then I was immune to like 75% of damage.
Yeah.
So it forced me to actively play the game. It wasn't tab targeted.
That's what's cool about that. What were you going to say?
You asked. It's a modified version of 4th edition.
Oh, that's good. Some people don't like 4th edition. They had no problem with it. A lot of people get mad. Like, don't talk to David Deere about 4th edition. He'll be pissed off at you for life.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've never actually played D&D, but I've played a lot of pen and paper games. So
that's the problem with the youth nowadays. They don't ever play the game that brought them to do the dance.
Well, so me and Matt that's on the show, and then some people that are not on the show, actually been doing an annual like gaming day.
Well, that's cool.
And my friend Dave writes a story. Like last time we did a kind of a futuristic thing was like a sci-fi role-playing thing we did. And then this time around, I think we're going to go with a classic D&D style campaign. Cool. So,
but a lot of people
like,
are
instead
playing.
Of like giving us a shitload of like people to do, what he'll do is he'll roll 100 characters.
Really.
and then he'll go through and assign a number to him, and then you just roll 107 die. That's what you get, and it comes prepackaged.
That's cool, too.
And then you don't sit there and beat around the bush figuring out what you're going
to
do.
What we used to do is we would do a campaign, and then, like, a month into it, we would have the... We'd play on a Friday. We always played overnight. We'd play from Friday, like, at 6 at night to Saturday at 8 in the morning. Then we'd watch Mystery Science Theater 3000 when it was on TV. And then we would all go home and go to bed. But we used to do ones where we would just do the dick off campaigns. Like, here's the hat. It was basically pick from the hat. And everybody would write down five things. You'd write down, like, an encounter, a magic item that you would want, magic item you wouldn't want, a cursed item, and then just something silly. And then it would go around, and you'd pick it out, and you got to play your characters and stuff like that. It was so many great events, like one time, most of my friends worked for Walmart, so it was like, you're at Walmart, da-da-da-da-da. And there was one, we turned into rats, and I'm running, and it's like, you find cheese. I'm like, I'm going to eat that cheese. I'm a rat. And I ate it, and they're like, okay, roll. Blah, blah. I was like, oh, you got narcolepsy, because the one thing said curse item was narcoleptic cheese. So then when we played the next week, everything that happened the week before that was good or bad carried over. So I was this big bad warrior tank, big bad boy. Now I got narcolepsy. So I'm in the middle of a fight. He's like, roll your blah, blah, blah. And I'd roll it. I'm like, I failed my save. He's like, you are a save. I'd be like, I would just be out. I always, when I got narcolepsy, I sucked. I could never wake up. So like the entire battle was over. I'm just sleeping.
The way that I always end up playing, because we played this guy's game a lot for probably about a year.
Yeah.
Is it always felt like there were some days that I would do great with my rules, and there were other days where there was like 40 bad rules in a row.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
That's the way that the dice treats you, man.
Listen, did you ever throw your dice?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Because you know what? Sometimes
you gotta
teach the dice. Sometimes you gotta shatter one of your favorite dice to teach your other dice a lesson.
Okay? I kid you not. Sometimes Earl throws those dice hard enough, I think he's gonna embed them in sheetrock.
I'm telling you this. If a dice don't break, your dice don't know that you mean business. And that's the bottom line. But yeah, oh my God, so much greatness. D&D is a great... Any role-playing game that's on pen and paper is great. And more people need to get into that. Because you use your imagination.
Get back into it.
And see, this is what makes me mad. Is people are like, well, D&D, that's the devil's game. Oh, all y'all do is satanic stuff. No, you use your imagination.
I think that's more our generation's
you
stigma.
You BS with your friends. Oh, Pat Robertson, even
well,
Magic the Gathering.
He don't fucking count.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot.
It's the devil's game.
But no, I hate it though. But we would spend, when we did all night campaigns, say we played for 10 hours straight, three of that was actual gameplay. The rest of it was talking trash, reminiscing, going outside to smoke a cigarette. Kids don't smoke. And just having a good time with your friends. And it was great. And that's what we did. And you use your imagination, you make problem solving. It's just greatness. I loved it. And I miss those days. Because they are good days. So, you know. I'm in the Tulsa Jones apartment complex. What? That's what it tells
me. So other anyways, than Neverwinter.
Well, I'll say Neverwinter was... It's all right. Like I said, I'm going to have to play it more to get a better opinion. The quests are still some of the same bullshit MMO quest type stuff.
Some of the quests were janky.
But
I like the ones that you could get the money back for the people, and then you give it to them, and it's like, what do you want to do? And it's like, if you were an evil character, it was like, do you want to stab them in the back and take your money back? Do you want to do this and wish them on their way, or do you just want to walk away?
I always stab them.
And you're like, man, I would... And you're right. What's sad, though, is you got your alignment, and you're like, you did really good. You dipped around a little bit. And then you're right there on that alignment shift, and it messes your stuff up. You're like, dang it, I got to let them go. Dang it, I can't be evil. That was a good game for the time. So I hope that one turns out to be really good.
Well, I'll go into more stuff. Jason, what have you been doing?
Playing Skyrim again.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Skyrim is fun to play when you have, like, bluegrass music on.
I have decided to go back through and completely go with stealth and archery.
It's a good way to go. Like, you'll get to a point where you can one-shot stuff with your bow,
mm-hmm.
and that is so satisfying.
And I decided to do that just because I hate spellcasting.
What race?
Dark Elf. I was going to go Khajiit, but I was like, nee.
I never liked playing a cat.
I haven't
I
really
I
kind of
don't like cats.
Yeah. I don't either, yet I have two of them in my house.
Well, I do like that, but that's
well,
a different kind of kitty.
Well, then, you're saying you don't like the cats. Just saying.
That is a different kind of kitty, sir.
Do we need to have a talk?
No.
Justin, I'm worried for your soul.
Played through Tomb Raider this weekend.
Yeah.
The original or the new
finally
one?
Finally played through the new one.
Okay.
Did you like it?
Gosh, magic.
They keep this up, I am fully bought back into the Tomb Raider franchise.
I am very mad you gotta shoot the dude in the eye. I really want to shoot him in his eye so much.
Listen, that game's been out long enough. If you ain't played it, there's something
wrong. Well, they're getting ready to release a Game of the Year version of it.
Well, I just said shoot the dude in the eye. They don't know what I'm talking about. That could be anything.
But you like the game, right?
Oh my God, I love that game. When I got done, I had, without any strategy guide or anything, I had completed 75%. Which I was cool with. I was like, heck yeah, that's 3/4. Hell yeah.
85%.
Completion.
I don't care about you. I'm talking about me.
That was with one run through this weekend.
Always.
It has me fully bought back into the Tomb Raider franchise if they can keep this up.
What did you have, Justin?
Oh, I don't remember. That's what I was saying. I can go pull it up, but it's not even...
Listen, we don't need to worry about that, okay? All we know is I had 75%, and I was amazed by that.
Ran into no frame rate issues.
You're playing it on 360, right?
Yeah. I was kind of surprised about a little bit. You expect some with the game
that's... It's just getting so dated at this point.
Well...
And I'm not just saying that because new consoles came out. Like, I actively have been avoiding a lot of new games on 360.
Well, that was even more graphically intensive than BioShock was on the 360, and I ran into some frame rate issues with BioShock.
I've got to show you what I got from from my best friend. I don't know. You may drool over it. I don't know.
What?
What I got from my best friend for my birthday.
A ring?
Why would my best friend buy me a ring?
Because me and you were talking about that earlier.
Oh, that's true. Listen, I don't need to be his secretary.
Wow.
Right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Right here. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to come down here. Here it is.
Oh, that is pretty kick-ass.
That is it not?
It's a 3-pack of
it
all the Sonic
is.
Pack.
Oh,
yeah. The ice cream.
We love Hot Fuzz. I haven't seen that World's End yet. So, but then for Christmas, he got me this.
Nice.
Which
have you even played XCOM yet?
No, I've never played XCOM.
XCOM is amazing.
Was it?
I think out of all those, I know Borderlands is good.
I already own Borderlands. It's funny. I own Borderlands. This hippie I used to date let me borrow BioShock, and I beat it. Well, I haven't beat it all the way. I've got almost there. But I've never played XCOM, so I'm excited about it.
XCOM is badass.
I'm excited.
XCOM
about it.
Is badass.
Well, I want you to know there is an enemy unknown.
And you know what?
He looks like a really badass.
But you should.
I'm going to call him Billy.
When you play it, it is a definite like strategy RPG game that is just amazingly good.
Nice.
And it's made by the same people that do Civ.
Ooh.
So it is easily.
And I have to get him something, and his request is easy. A bottle of gin and Simpsons 16. So I've already bought the Simpsons 16. Now I've got to get the Black Distillers Reserve gin. So, you know, I get him alcohol and cartoons, and he's a happy camper.
Well, hello. But, no, I was impressed by it. I was really impressed by the story.
Oh,
it was really good.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
I thought there's some parts of it that are a little bit gratuitous, but... That aside, I really just enjoy the gameplay.
You know what?
Yeah.
Second most gratuitous scene I've ever seen in a game.
What? The part where you're going down the rapids or something else?
No, something else.
How many times did you die in the rapids? And
I
did
it
once.
Oh, you should have died just on purpose.
Once.
Because it's so brutal.
I know, but I'd already seen that on
I died.
Conan.
I died most of the time with the boulder crushing me.
The death scenes in that game are over the top.
The death really scenes are over the top, but no, when you... Hopefully I'm not spoiling a whole lot for someone, but
spoilers.
when you drop into the River of Blood...
Mm-hmm. It comes out.
That reminded
me
so much of Gears 2.
Yeah, I feel you.
Here's my thing.
I remember, I saw that and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I was actually going back more old school, like something like Rambo.
What's worse is my wife came in came into the room as I'm playing it. After I've gone far enough that I can't really get back to the to that river.
Right.
So she's like, why in the fuck is she covered in blood?
See, if he had it on the Xbox One, he could have said Xbox record.
Right. Well, it's not on Xbox One.
Well, listen, I know it's not.
But it is coming out on
but
Xbox
One. But it is coming out on Xbox
One. Now you can just record everything you want. That's gonna lead to some really awkward conversations with your teenage kids.
Oh, when you go back to the recordings?
Like, what in the heck, Billy, are you watching?
Or that, or it's just a loop of, like, Dead or Alive boo bounce physics.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
Or it's just like the camera, like, patting on the ass.
You could be,
it's trying to get underneath, but it can't quite get there.
What they're going to do is they're going to release Wanted, Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball for some stupid reason on Xbox
One. That is one thing.
A lot of kids are going to be doing it when they win because they always jump up and down, and that's the most teenage impressionable game ever.
Oh, I know, because it's all boo physics.
Yeah,
the only
it's all boo, and the boys like, blah, 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 blah. The kids will be like, Xbox record, Xbox record.
They're just tumbling, though.
Some of them, it's like, do you really need them that big? No, not the hell. Okay, all right, I understand. And the movie wasn't any better.
He watched The Dead or Alive.
My brother, the one that likes...
Oh, your brother did.
No. My brother is the same age as me. He's one day younger than me. But... Yep.
How is your brother one day?
Well, he's not my real brother. I have a brother by marriage. I don't have any real brothers, and he's been my best friend for this year will be 20 years. But when I was younger, my mom went through a depression. I stayed at his house for like a year and a half. So and then his mom, every time we go anywhere, like family comes over, she's like, "This is my son Earl." So, but he's a big Dead or Alive fan, and I don't understand it. I'm like, do I need to leave the room for a second? Are you okay? But he loves that. It's okay. I like crappy movies. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, Team Ninja likes her boobs.
Isn't
it Team Ninja that does it?
I think it is.
Yeah,
because they're the ones that do
the
bad stuff.
It's true. I love crappy movies. Like anybody's business.
Like Machete.
Have you
seen Machete?
No, but I've
seen Machete. You need to watch
Machete. The very beginning part where he like backs the car up and he's all like, I'm not coming out of this alive. And he drives the thing in. So anyways, but I like crap-ass movies. I love crap-ass movies. But he is like the same when it comes to certain ones. He's like, we once watched the Dead or Alive movie in a loop for like 12 hours straight. I'm like, seriously, can we watch something else? He's like, no. I'm like, I'm just going to go to sleep in your chair for a while. Wake me up when this is over. But yeah, so.
That was a horrible movie, even in my bad movie experience.
Listen, I like Street Fighter, and I will watch that to this day.
That movie's awful.
Listen, I'm a Jean-Claude Van Damme. I don't like new Jean-Claude Van Damme, like post-heroin addiction. I like him like pre, like he was hiding it, and you didn't know he was on heroin. I like that Jean-Claude. I like Hard Target. I like the one that he was playing the homeless dude and they were hunting him. Nowhere to Run. Anything that's post I'm a heroin addict and I'm going to go away from movies. That's the Jean-Claude Van Damme that I love. I love them all. And he was in the movie and Raul Julia was in the movie, and then you had a bunch of other people that you didn't know, but they looked really good to the video game because I'm a big Street Fighter fan. I love Street Fighter. I'm not going to lie to you. And Kimmy was cute in that movie, so that's all right with me. But I like crappy movies, but I just get tired of that movie so much because he owns it on DVD. And dear God. So.
But I got to say this for Tomb Raider. Crystal Dynamics did a great job of putting together a good-looking female character model that wasn't
atypical,
over the top.
And she, you know, they made her slutty without being slutty. I looked at her like, damn, she's kind of hot. I gonna lie to you.
Well, they didn't make her ugly.
No, by God, no. And this English accent, damn it. It's that accent that she had that just put it over the top. It's like, what would guys like? English accent.
So just so you know, Sophie, Earl likes it.
No, English Sophie's accents. Got a boyfriend. I like Sophie as a friend. She wished me a happy birthday, and that was awesome. Thank you, Sophie. And I hope when you come to the States, you get to go see Disneyland. I know you're not even going to be in Florida, but I know you want to go to Disneyland. Damn it, I hope you go to Disneyland. And if you haven't liked her Facebook page, her cake business, damn it, just go hit the like button. That's all you got to do.
You liked our page.
Wasn't it Sophie Cakes? Or?
Sophie Cakes, yes. You like.
Wait a second. I'll find it.
You just go like you did on ours, where you hit the like button on the tilt. Just go to Sophie Cakes and just hit like. It helps her out. And I've checked.
That's not the same person.
I've checked.
I'm looking.
I've checked. She can't ship them to you from the UK. I already asked.
Hey, like Swedish cake or what is it?
There she has it up there. It tells you. Go back up.
It's just right her there. Regular
Sophie face. Cakes.
Swedish cake.
Oh well, Swedish cakes. Well, there you go. Go like, hit like. If you like this page yet, go like. Yeah, you do. You're a good man. Appreciate you.
So, but overall, I was impressed with the game. Like I said, I ran into no frame rate issues.
I didn't like the original frame rate. I hated it. This one I liked.
Well, I liked the first couple of games, but they kind of lost me.
God, so boring.
Story was awesome.
Because they had too many damn dogs. Too many damn dogs would come at you. They were in the caves, fall down into a river. Hated those dogs. God, I hated them.
Best part was they were not afraid to kill people.
Mm-mm.
So, just moving along. What else we played?
That's it.
Okay, fair enough. Earl.
Skyrim.
I'm done. I ain't gonna talk to you no more because apparently you're annoyed.
Huh?
What?
Exactly. My point. Now I've been playing Batman a little bit.
I'm trying to keep us on schedule.
Yes. Batman?
Which one?
That's still the same one. I don't get to play much, so I play when I can. I'm stuck on a level. I don't know how the hell to get past because when you're in the police station and you go across, you hit the remote claw and you go across and all those dirty cops are right there.
Oh, you're playing Arkham City?
Arkham Origins. And then there's a dude by the little...
Well, you're asking the wrong person because
I
haven't finished it.
I don't know how to get there. It's funny. Thanksgiving, I asked York. I was like, York, you play, you know, I'll beat it within a day. I'm like, how the hell do people beat it in 24 hours? It makes no damn sense. You don't have a life? Because I can't. It takes me like 2 months.
It'd take me 2 months.
Well, it does for me because you have kids. You can't play all the damn time.
Dude, if I get into a game, I will marathon that crap.
Okay, for one, when you have a wife that doesn't like video games, it's kind of hard.
Isn't there something you're watching on TV?
That's not how she sounds, by the way. When she tells me I can't play video games, that's what she sounds like.
Can we watch something else?
I'm like, oh,
that's why you need a second TV.
Why want a Wii U. No, I had a second TV, and then we decided to have kids, and they went my game room. But I love my kids. And I hope you get them.
That's why you set it up in the garage with a space heater.
We have a garage, but that's the dog's domain. You go in there
and play in the dog's domain.
No, because then they want to jump on you and you got to pet them or someone calls SPCA and you got to explain why you don't treat your dogs right. But no, it's fun though. I enjoy
what? Where did that come from?
Don't mistreat dogs. Really? Don't mistreat dogs. I've been playing the Simpsons game. If I can play a game, Plants vs. Zombie 2, I've been playing that on the game on the phone. But yeah, that's why I want a Wii U, because you can play the game and I was looking at my Wii.
That'd actually be perfect for you.
I know it would be.
That would be.
But the missus don't like it. You know what, though? I got my wife a good birthday present.
Hey, you got your wife a Wii U. I mean, a Wii.
I know. She'll listen to the podcast, so that's cool. We can talk about it. But I'm hoping it gets the yes vote, so
4 months down the road, I can get me a new console. Fingers crossed.
What do you want? PS4 or Xbox One?
I don't know yet. My vote goes for the system that most of my friends are on. And you two got both consoles.
I'm the only one that's got both.
Well, you got both.
Trent will end up with a PS4. I'll end up with both at some time. So,
like I said, Holt has an Xbox One. You have an Xbox One. Trent has an Xbox One. And that's the only people I know so far. So, Xbox One's winning it. Huh?
Oh, wait, yeah. Jason doesn't have one yet.
Jason doesn't have one yet. Rusty doesn't have one. David Deere doesn't have one yet. Michael York, I don't know if he has one yet or not. But, yeah, so I'm just, you know.
Well, all of us not married people.
Yeah. Trust me.
That's the only thing I miss about being single, because I can get my dang console when I want.
Trust me, there are times when you miss being single. And
I'll tell you what, my son.
And then something comes up where you're like, I don't miss it that much.
My oldest son visited, and he had a meltdown. And he was like,
They were just bitching about being poor. I'm like, you're 13 years old. You know, you're not 13, you're 12. I was poor when I was growing up. I was like, no, you're not, because you have an Xbox 360. I was like, I worked for that, and that thing's like 6 years old. So let's just get this straight right now. I'm not rich. If an Xbox 360 means you're rich, woo! But yeah, he just went crazy. I was like, you have an Xbox?
He's got a 360.
I was like, well, you should work. Because he believes he's an adult. I'm like, well, if you're an adult, you should work. I can't go past the highway. I'm like, well, then you're a child. I'm not a child. I'm like, if you can't go past the highway, you're a child. I don't know. I don't know if you've grasped this concept yet. But if you have a boundary, you're not an adult. But yeah, so we had this big meltdown.
I hate you. I don't ever want to come back.
I'm like, all right, that's how you feel.
Too bad you can't go past the highway.
So then I text his mom, and I'm all like, hey, just so you know, he's invited to Thanksgiving at my aunt's house. And then when she say, he really wants to come, but we have a family thing. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I text him. He's like, yeah, I really want to come. But I'm thinking, I thought you didn't want to see me no more. Why? Yeah, I love to come. You know,
it's because he's 12.
I know. He's...
Just saying.
He had a meltdown the other day. He didn't have his shoe tied. And I said, hey, we're not leaving the house until you tie your shoe. And he's all like, he like started just like tears streaming. And he was like, no one tells me how to live my life, not even my mom. But I said, I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm telling you, tie your shoe. Tie your shoe before we leave this house. He's like, stop telling me how to live my life.
Oh, man, I'm so
glad
about
a parent. Oh, dude.
God. I was like, man, you know what my biggest fear was when I was 12? God, I hope it doesn't snow so I can go ride my bike to my friend's house.
I was hoping it would snow so I could play more Nintendo.
well, I would have. At 12, I lived.
Or I could build a snow fort.
I lived in Tallulah. And
they have Nintendos out there too.
I know, but you live with a dad. He's not my dad anymore, but his stepdad that doesn't believe in video games. Believe you should be outside working man's work. Because he lived in Arkansas when he was my age. He was cutting wood, shooting animals for food. I was like, look, just because your mom decided to have 21 kids, okay? Look, I'm an only child. I want to play video games.
You go off there and tend to the chickens and cut firewood and get ready for winter.
I'm like, I think that's your job. And then I was grounded for a year for talking back.
You know what my biggest worry back then was? It was if we could get mom out of the house fast enough when we were going to the movies that we could play the fucking arcades before the movie started.
Man.
That was my biggest worry.
God, kids don't know how easy they got it nowadays. They really don't.
No.
Because when I was younger, we went to Tahlequah Lake. It felt like 10 years. And it was like 3 hours. But you didn't. I was like, man, if I just had like a TV or a video game, life would be great. But we didn't have that back then.
They made me read on long trips. But I liked reading. I was a nerd.
I liked reading too, but I didn't fall asleep halfway through.
I read lots and lots of books on long trips. I didn't fly anywhere until I was 18 years old.
I didn't even know there was a mall other than Eastland Mall until I was 16 and I had a driver's license. And my Claremore is all I knew. Claremore and Tallulah. And my friend was like, I knew where Eastland was because that's the only mall my mom would take me to. And my friend's like, why don't we go to Woodland? I'm like, Wood what? It's like, Woodland Hills Mall. I'm like, what is Woodland Hills? Like, what is this? And he's like, but he didn't know how to get there. He's like, oh, go this way. So we hit like the rich neighborhood. We're going the back roads and all these trees. I'm like, what? It's like, I've never seen a tree before in a day in my life. I'm like, what is this? This is nice. He's like, oh, this is such and such Tulsa. All the rich people. I'm like, where are we? I don't even recognize this place. Then we finally get to Woodland Hills Mall and it's like angels. Oh, I'm like, what is this place? And then he's all like, I'm going to take you to promenade. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. Oh my gosh. I was sheltered.
I can tell. Very
much so. Like, this is how sad it was. When I was young, I did Lost Soul Church. I was really active in church. And we went and did a drama.
I thought you said circle jerks.
No. Really big in church. And that's later. But anyways, so I was part of a drama group, and we were going to go and do a drama for one of the pastor's friends, right? I promise you,
The drive felt like, again, I'm 17 years old. The drive felt like it was years. And we go to this church, and it's really, it's got to drive up on this hill. Very, very nice. I'm 35 years old, and I didn't realize until 2 months ago when I was 34 that this church that I visited when I was 17 is on, hold on, 15th and 129th. That's like a mile and a half away from my house.
Where'd you drive from, though?
Claremore. Oh, yeah. I didn't even know. And I'm driving home one day. I'm all like,
35 minutes.
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait a minute. That's the church I visited when I, yeah. I'm like, what the? It's like literally a mile and a half from my house. I'm like, that's when you know you're sheltered. When it feels like 2 hours and you only go like 15 miles from your house. Man. But yeah. That's all I really want to know. I think
Earl just won the most sheltered award for the show.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Not tending to chickens and
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Long 35 minute drives.
And man, I tell you what, life was different back then. I'm not gonna, I see things now and I'm all like, what? And it's like things that are like, this felt like it was 4 hours when I was younger, and it's like 10 miles from where I used to live.
Well,
it's just
like a buddy of mine, Jason. He lives, we mention him all the time on the show because he sounds like Hulk Hogan.
Let me tell you something, brother.
He does that.
Will Sasso does a great Hulk Hogan voice.
So he lives out in Eufaula. And Eufaula?
The lakes of Eufaula?
Yes, okay, out good. Of Shoto.
I just want to make sure I'm in the right area.
Well, he works at a place called the Lake Eufaula Marina. Lake Eufaula Marina from here is an hour and 15 minutes. Not that bad.
No.
When he first moved out there, and this is years and years and years ago, I remember I was like, man, that drive is so long. And there was one day this summer, like right, you remember when the power went out and everything?
Yeah.
And I was pissed and I left and I was like, I'm going to go stay at his house. I know he's
going to. Went for a drive.
Right after work, because I had this leadership meeting thing I had to go to, and it was on my day off and I'm salary.
You're already mad as hell.
I was. Mad as hell, no AC.
8 hours, I don't get paid for shit.
I went and I told Tom, our instructor, I was like, look, I didn't sleep last night because I have no AC and my butt was sweating all night. And I feel like shit. So as soon as this is done, I was like, no disrespect, I'm not going to come after class. I'm getting out of here. Listen, beeline it. I'm not getting paid for this.
I'm going for a drive.
And I immediately came here. I just threw random shit in a bag and I drove. And
that's funny.
Yeah.
When you're mad, it feels even longer, too.
But it didn't feel that long. So I went down there for 3 days.
Yeah.
And one of those days, I had to come up here to edit something, and I had to think it had to do with the show. No, it was a channel, and we didn't have any internet.
Even
so,
more pissed off.
But I wanted to get shadow
boxing?
No, the game.
Shadow
no.
dancing?
Shadow
Fall?
No, not Shadow Fall.
Shao Kahn?
I'm such an idiot.
Shao Kahn?
No, shut up. Hold on.
Oh, Shao Shut Up. Oh, I know that game.
Hold on, I gotta feel like such an idiot. Sting.
What am I holding on to?
Hopefully it's not what I think it is.
Okay, I'll put my hands off of that.
I'll find out. Really? And it's not the first thing that pulls up?
Of course not.
Of course it's not the first thing.
Shadow Box?
No. Popular RPG.
Shadowrun.
Shadowrun.
Yes.
Is it Shadowrun?
Shadowrun.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. I don't know nothing about video games over here. I was waiting. You know what? You're like a kid. You got to learn. You got to do it yourself.
So anyways, I wanted to download that game because it came out and I pre-purchased it, but I couldn't download it because the power went out the day that it came out. And so I drove to Tulsa to get Wi-Fi on my laptop.
Your Wiffies?
Yeah, to get my Wiffies. So I drove to Trent's work and just sat there for like... plugged in and sat there for literally like 10 minutes and downloaded the damn game. And
you were probably griping the whole time.
And then I talked with them for a few minutes and then drove back. I went from Eufaula to Tulsa for a 10-minute trip.
That's funny.
Stopped and grabbed some tacos and then went back to Eufaula. And
listen,
like, and then I realized, I was like, man, like 10 years ago when I used to make this drive, this was a big deal. I just drove 2 hours and didn't think anything of it. Like, and it wasn't anything. Like, I listened to like half, like an album and a half.
Yes, I saw a thing the other day. It was like you know you've gone too far whenever you're like, oh, this drive was only 4 songs long. But no, this is how bad it was when I was younger, and this last thing I'll say, and I'll be done. But we used to go from Tallulah to Nowata.
That's not
because,
that hard.
Because, as my stepdad used to say, it's going out night. And we would go to Nowata to a little restaurant and then go back home. And I swear, as a kid, that drive felt like it was God knows how long. I mean, I was so bored. I drove from my house to Nowata, and it was like an hour, maybe, yeah. Hour and a half. And I was like, this is a great drive. I'm like looking at scenery. I'm like, man, this is nice.
Well, you know, I think a lot of that it just comes from the perspective of you driving. Because I remember like going up to my grandparents.
I hate driving. Oh
my God. I remember going up to my grandparents' house when I was a kid. They lived in Springfield. So we drove from here to Springfield, Missouri.
Okay, I was going to say Springfield, Missouri, Arkansas. Yeah. I don't know which one we're talking about.
Missouri.
Okay.
And if our listeners don't know, there are a shit ton of Springfields
Illinois,
in this country.
Missouri. I think I read someone who said almost every state has a Springfield.
Yeah. So Springfield, Missouri. And, you know, that drive you seemed like
what
it took
that
forever.
Vibration?
That's the heater.
Yeah,
man,
that's
the
heater kit.
Checked.
But then when I started driving and I drive up there, it would be me driving up there, whether it was by myself or with my parents. All of a sudden, it wasn't that long of a drive anymore. Even though it's 3 hours, it just doesn't feel as long if I'm driving.
I'm going to tell you what. This is how much I hate driving. This is the last thing I want to say. I literally drove from here to Fort Gibson because when me and my stepbrother was on talking terms, because I had to take him back to his house and he was like 14 years old. I literally had to pull over like right outside the city limits of Fort Gibson and take a 2-hour nap. I was so tired from driving. I hate driving so much. I believe I'm the poorest rich person I know because God, if I was rich, I'd have a driver. And I would sleep. I'm not lying to you. I would be sleeping the whole time. I would get a limo, and his whole job would just drive me, leave that little thing up.
I get so bored when I'm riding the car.
Oh, my God. I love riding in the car. I'm like a dog. I'm like, But if I'm driving, I'm like, I'm lying. I'm not lying to you. I would buy a limo.
You know, one of my favorite things. So, like, one of the things I used to do, and this, even back in the day, like, I used to drive to Dallas all the time.
Yeah.
I was dating a girl for, like, 2 years. She moved to Dallas, and I had an apartment in Dallas and one in Stillwater.
Apparently you were rich folk.
Well, no, I just worked a lot. And I had a band, but it was a different time. And things didn't cost as much.
The band thing again.
Well,
I'm
just saying,
bringing it up. I'm
like,
just messing with you. Go ahead.
No, but things didn't cost as much. I mean, you could get a week's worth of groceries for $25.
Yeah, yeah, you could.
And you could get a week's worth of gas for $10. So it was
those days.
And if you were poor enough, you could sell your boot stamps and make a mighty profit off of those.
But it was one of those times where, like even 10 years ago, literally just saying, this is about 11 years ago is when this was. Like, for $50, I had sustenance and I had gas. And I might have to fill up twice if I went back and forth to Dallas 3 or 4 times in the week. Three or four times. But I had a good stereo in my car, and I'd load up a couple of CDs, and I would just haul ass.
Man,
and
I'm telling
I loved
you.
Hauling ass and blasting my stereo at full volume. Like, it was nothing else like it. And I had no qualms about running to Dallas. To me, like, going down 75 from here,
yep.
I could get to Deep Elm, which was where my apartment was, and 3 hours and 45 minutes. Now, granted, it's going 95 miles an hour, but, you know, nobody gave a shit because everybody's going 95 miles an hour.
Back in the 80s. I'm not telling
not
you.
Not the 80s.
I'm telling you this. 90s, whatever.
Back
but, yeah, if I could own my own driver, I would be the most well-rested person you ever met because that's all I would do. They would drive me where I need to go. I would sleep the whole time. 10-minute drive, power nap. So I win the lotto. If I win the lotto, damn it, you're going to see me with a driver no matter where I'm going. Because think of the possibilities. Never get a DUI.
That's true.
Never fall asleep at the wheel and kill somebody.
Tell you what, Earl.
Oh, so much sleeping.
You get rich, and you can pay me $40,000-$45,000 a year. I will
be
your driver.
I don't trust your driving, sir. I don't trust your driving. I need credentials. I need to know who you drove for before. I need to know if there is a terrorist situation or a zombie outbreak. Are you going to be able to keep me safe and drive through these things and not kill innocent people? Oh, my gosh. What?
Keep a gun under the seat.
Oh, there's always going to be a gun under the seat. Don't worry about that. But oh my God, I would sleep so like when I was work traveling and we had drivers. Oh my, I slept the whole time. Every time, I didn't care.
You know, the last time I went up to corporate, actually had John drive me everywhere. It was the most maddening thing in the world.
No, it's not.
He's such a safe driver.
Listen.
It drove me nuts.
We went up to Pennsylvania for Christmas 2 years ago, and when my brother-in-law was scaring me on his drive, you know what I did? That's the thing. If you're in an airplane and there's turbulence, you're going to die maybe. Go to sleep. You go to sleep, you wake up. If you're dead, you're somewhere else. Just sleep. You don't. You wake up and you're not dead. You're like, oh, I'm so well rested. I feel pretty good. I'm not lying to you. That's the first thing I get.
One of the things, just like time perception, and maybe I'll close on this, and if you want to close on something, that's fine. But when I went up to PAX for the show,
yeah,
it just floored me how little time it took us. Like me and Holly and Holly's ex-boyfriend all went up to PAX East over in Boston,
mm-hmm.
and it was literally just a trip from here to Chicago. From Chicago to Boston, and here to Chicago was only like an hour and a half
on plane.
Yeah,
it's not very
like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
That airport's nice,
and
though.
Then fucking huge.
I hate O'Hare.
And then from there to Boston was like 2 hours.
Juice
so in
Boston.
3 hours, like I didn't even finish a whole
mm-hmm.
podcast,
mm-mm.
and I was done with my trip to Boston. I was
mm-hmm.
like, this is so unreal.
Yeah,
like it floored me. Like my perception of time now versus when I was a kid. I was actually
yeah.
thinking about the same thing.
Oh, I know. I'm telling you. And it's the same thing with your birthday. Like my birthday is in December, and when I was a kid, I'm like, when's my birthday gonna make it? And now it's like my birthday just happened, and tomorrow it's gonna be like November 30th. I'd be like, man, the time flew by fast.
Well, I
yeah.
think about that with
the older
like,
you
my,
get
with my
easier.
Job. Like I have a 10-hour shift, and I used to think, oh man, that would be so long.
But it's not.
And today. Like, it flew by so fast.
There's times it does drag, though.
Well, every now... Not in my yeah. job. Not
well,
my
sometimes
position.
It will. Like, if you get stuck on a lot of soup calls...
So,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes it drags. But here's the thing,
those.
Though.
Don't toot your own horn.
But,
no, I'm pretty good at that.
But look
I know
at this
toot
way.
Your own horn. I'm hearing it right now.
As an adult, I think most people would actually prefer 10-hour work shifts.
Because
you
I
get
took,
three
I took
days
off.
Off.
Well, I took off tomorrow. So I have 4 days off.
As an adult,
I
believe people would
though.
Enjoy drivers so they can sleep well. That's why I hope the Google car happens. Oh my, like 6 day? You know what I'm talking about with
yeah,
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, I'm just telling you. I'm
Time Cop did it first, just saying.
Oh, who was in Time Cop?
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Great movie. I mean, my wife watched that movie and she's like, I don't get it. I'm like, so.
Wow.
I love. I'm telling you. I'm wow. telling you. If anyone wants to volunteer to be
yeah.
my driver, they can be my driver. I will. Sleep.
I told you.
I will. No volunteer. I'm not
going
to pay you. So, anyways, let's have awkward
wow.
silence.
That's awesome. Though.
I just hope I just hope I become rich one day. I really do. So much greatness. I'm gonna sleep a lot. Go on a lot of vacations. Start a non-charity foundation.
You know what? If I
hire an entourage,
if I won the lottery, I keep working.
Oh, I'd work. I'd work on my sleeping in the back of a car with a driver. I'm not gonna lie to you. Mm-mm.
Like I said, Earl, I put in my application early. I will be your driver.
I'd have a badass vehicle too. I'd have one like a one of those big trucks that you see that's got the great big grill on the front, like extended out, like you could hit a homeless person and they'd never know it was you. Because there's no blood on it. Mm. I would. I'd go into those. Get it jacked up a little bit.
Pay me bonuses if I hit enough
no,
homeless people
you can't
in a day.
Hit any homeless people because
oh.
that's frowned upon. But if the zombie apocalypse happens, you can hit as many
oh, okay.
people as you want. I'd get caught up on a lot of shows I haven't watched yet. I really would. I'd be so lazy.
Speaking of which, Rusty's now hooked on Doctor Who, sir.
There's nothing wrong with being hooked on Doctor Who. I didn't get Doctor Who until late in the game, but I've gone back and watched enough. It's kind of amazing. Tom Baker, he's my favorite.
It is.
I go back and watch the 50th. There's so many clues leading up to him. God, I love Tom Baker.
The new version of Who is just so hit and miss for me. That's why I didn't really get into it.
There's sometimes like with Matt Smith, there were some I'm just like, I just feel like I'm going through emotion. And then I'll stop it, and it'll be like 2 months. I'm like, oh, I want to watch this episode. And then it's like brand new. I'm like, I love it. But I like it, though, because it's all about the story.
But then
and
again,
I love
I grew
stories.
Up with Tom Baker Who. So.
I love stories, and it gives me stories, and I like that. My wife doesn't like it. She doesn't get it. Tell her it's just about the stories. Just enjoy the stories, and she doesn't get it. So
just enjoy the stories.
That's what it is. That's all it is.
You have to look at every episode as an individual story.
Yeah. Now there are some you have to, if it's a, if it's like a big special, like 2 hour special, yeah, it's a part one of two, then you need to watch both of them. But I mean, I was watching the other day, I tried to get her into an OETA PBS on Sunday night shows, the older episodes.
Yeah.
And it was the all it was the Netflix season. Well, we don't have Netflix. Mm. But it was a season where he was big into Stetson hats, and she just didn't get it. She's like, I just don't get it. I'm like, oh. But you know, I mean, not a lot of people are going to like it. So
yeah,
it's like The Walking Dead. A lot of people don't like that show.
Granted, that didn't keep me from watching the 50th.
No, the 50th was amazing. I really enjoyed that. And it's funny because there's so many things, like I said, leading up to him, like the monsters that were prominent in the 50th. That was one of the big monsters that Tom Baker fought.
Yep.
So just so much that was leading up to it that they kept hidden. So,
but I'll be honest, I got more into Torchwood.
Torchwood was amazing. Off of this. It had Captain Jack in it.
Yeah.
You know,
Captain Jack Harkness is a badass.
He is, and he was referenced in the 50th too. So
yes, I saw that.
Yeah. So enough of us. What have you been doing, Justin?
Well, I mean, I talked about Neverwinter a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But I did Warframe a lot again.
Ooh, I've never played that game.
Well, right now it's only on PC and on PS4. Mm-hmm. PS4 is on level 10, whereas PC is on version 10, and the other one's on version 11. The big difference on there was a matchmaking error on 10.
Really?
And it was really hard to get a game going with your friends. What the fuck? Oh.
He's cleaning something that you should have done a year ago.
I'm
just messing with you.
I will say this. So I popped in the one on PS4 last night just to compare graphics. Honestly, I think it looks a little better on PS4, and I think it's just because the interface is a little bigger. And there wasn't any...
Well, it...
Like, they were using some... There was some different effect. I don't know exactly what it is. It looks slightly cleaner, and I don't know... Not sure what it is.
They probably changed the filter in the port.
Maybe they changed the filter, but... It looks slightly better, but there are
other effects... Show it to me later, and I can point it out for you, probably.
There's some other effects, though, that I've seen in it that just look better on PC. But, long story short, the game is weirdly addicting. Like, I don't know exactly how to rate it, but I do know that I've put 45 hours into it. On PC right now. Originally, me and John from Carousel had made one made a clan called the Tilt-A-Cell. And yeah, we started to play a little bit on that, and then we had a hard time with matchmaking. So I was like, fuck it, John. You already got a clan going with your podcast. Why don't I just jump in there, and then me and you will probably play a lot. Nobody else will. So let's just do it on PC. He's like, okay. If we're both going to play a lot, then we're going to do it on that. So me and him, co-op, me and him have probably done 25 hours. I've put almost 45 hours into it so far.
If you put that many hours into it and you're still enjoying it, I'd say that rates at least a 4.
It's getting close. Like, the free-to-play model is weird on that game. Like, you can find blueprints for guns. So let's say you start off with some basic weapons. You start off with a pistol, a basic sword, and a basic assault rifle. And then you can pick one of three frames. So the frames are basically the different character mechs. Types. Or mechs, yeah, or whatever you want. The suits. So you got one that's really good for mass damage, one that's good for in-close melee, and one that's good at stealth. Now, stealth in that game kind of sucks. I'm just going to say. I haven't really been able to get very good at it, and once the one enemy sees you and sounds the alarm, then pretty much your stealth gameplay for the whole level is done. But that aside, I've had a lot of fun with some of the other modes. So I talked about it last week when I was about 10 hours in. Now we're into week 2 of the madness, and I've spent about $35. I spent $35 because it does take an insanely long time sometimes to get where you need to get certain mechs.
To grind it out.
Well, so, but to put it in perspective, I haven't had as good a luck as John. John, for an hour and a half, ground out a couple of boss levels and got 2 mechs. Now, once you build a mech, it takes so many credits, which you earn in-game anyway. From different missions, they give you so many credits. And then it takes 24 hours to build the mech. So he had 2 on the burner, basically, and the next day picks them up. You can rush it and pay platinum. Platinum, to put it in perspective, like there's one I want that's called a Frost. He's 375 platinum. It's basically $20. I don't want to pay $20 for him, so I'm going to go to the planet and find the dude that I need to kill to get that blueprint. And he'll drop 1 of 4 pieces of that blueprint. And based on the combination, I either get it in 4 runs or it could take me 20 runs to get it. but
just most, depending on how it drops.
Right, and most of the boss levels though are very quick. Like you'll do a boss level and it's 10-minute run to get to the boss. You do the boss. The boss might take you 10 or 15 minutes, and then you're done. If you get a really good group or you get somebody that's a high level in it, like if I'm doing random groups.
Boss can be shorter.
Sometimes it's that boss just melts. And then sometimes you get a bad group, and it's like it takes forever. Just like if you're playing a raid. You're doing looking for raid, or I guess, you know, looking for group or whatever. It's like doing a pug group. It's kind of mix and match. Or you can do what me and John were doing, and me and him always played the same group. So we knew at least how good we were going to do, and then we got Scott from the carousel and then Scott's friend Misty in, and so all four of us were playing together. Me and him were helping Scott and Misty level up, and actually we're having a lot of fun. What I spent money on is on Black Friday they gave a half off platinum sale, so for $25 I got $50 worth of platinum, which was 1,000 platinum. That actually was enough for me to buy like 5 mechs, so for $25, and I figured, you know, for $5 a piece I will buy shitload of mechs, because these guys are cool, and then I don't have to level up. But I'm still missing a lot of them. I think there's like 20 total, so there's a ton of them out there. But they all have different roles. So like I got one that's called a Necros. The Necros raises fallen soldiers.
Yeah, she said that one was badass,
and he looks really cool. He's the one that's on my wallpaper in there. And I got one called the Volt. The Volt's actually my favorite one. What the Volt does, he's got electric powers, and so like in Mass Effect, you have powers, and then you have your guns, and you have melee weapons. And you can switch between all the weapons really quickly. You can switch between that and your power super quickly. The power, for me, I have it mapped to my left bumper. So it's left bumper, and with the Volt, he's got a chain lightning. So I shoot one, it chains to other things and does about, on a tough enemy, does about 50% damage. On a normal enemy, will kill him outright. So I can have, like, 10 guys in a room, and I hit this, and it chains to all of them. They all, like, drop to the ground. It's really cool.
Nice.
He's got this other one where he forms a ball of lightning around him, then shoots it out across the room. Look, again, looks fucking awesome. He's got one that'll increase the speed of the entire group, and then he's got a shield that he can put out in front of him, and you can shoot bullets through the shield, and they become electrified, and then things that shoot at you up to a certain strength won't go through the shield. So, like, on these, like, they had this mission called Survival, and Survival is, it's on a timer, and I guess life support has been cut to the ship or the environment we are in. Enemies will drop a pickup that will increase life support by 4%, and they have these pods that get dropped randomly throughout the level that will increase the life support by 25%. So there's a timer going up of how long you've been in the map, and then there's a timer going down of how much
air
is there. And so there's this constant wave of enemies that are progressively getting harder. And so, like, me and John hit the 25-minute mark, and we were getting waves of, like, 30 or 40 guys. And it is, and they're all 30 or 40 guys that take, like, 2 hits of my power to kill. And I can't chain to all of them, but he's using his mech, I'm using my mech, Scott and Misty are using their mechs. And it's just, like, mass carnage, shit just going all over the place. Like, it gets really insane, and it becomes really fun because it's so challenging, and you're, like, so on edge, and it's so fast-paced. And then on top of that, the mech's movement is really cool. Like, it's very parkour. So, like, I can wall run, I can do backflips, I can slide through levels. Like, if I'm shooting, I can slide and shoot and do something very,
very Prince of Persia on acid?
Something like that. And it's, but the powers are cool. That's the thing. Like, he's got one called a mag, and the mag has magnetic power. So, one of them will pull everything metal. So, can pull things off and throw them into the wall kind of thing.
Nice.
He's got one that'll crush that's for big groups that works really good for that. That's really cool. And on top of that, all your abilities are augmented by cards, kind of like magic cards. And each card has a different thing. So, like, adds fire damage, adds minus 25% to power usage, or, like, adds this element of power to it, or adds more rounds to your magazine. And so you modify your weapons, your frame, your abilities, and you got these companion characters, the little robots that follow you around that do different things. You add these little cards to them, and they tweak the abilities to them, and it makes you ultimately a lot more powerful. But the weapons are cool. Like, I got one called the Boltar, and it shoots, like, these stakes. And so when I kill something, like, I shoot one of these, like, angry space marines through the head, I can nail the guy through his forehead to the back of a wall.
That's cool.
It looks cool.
That is cool.
The violence is a little bit gratuitous and over the top, because sometimes I'll do, like, you could do this run and slide attack, and then with a lot, there's always certain kill animations with different swords. So, like, I got one that's got two swords, these two cleavers. I'd run and slide and use the two cleavers, and I'll cut a guy in half.
That's cool.
Or, like, I'll be slicing, like, not using my power attack and slicing a dude and fighting him, blocking or whatever, and then like I'll start chopping off his arms and his legs until he dies. Yeah. So it gets really crazy, and it just it's a little glitchy in parts.
Well,
and it's still considered in beta. And I spent $35 on it, but I've spent more time in it than I've spent in some games that took me $60. So, and I don't really plan on playing any more platinum because I don't really need to. I feel like I'm at a point where I need to level my characters and play for a while. But I mean, I found blueprints for different things. I use my in-game currency to purchase the prints or whatever, because the store will have two categories. One is what you can buy, and one is the same things, but just blueprints. And so the only caveat is, once the weapons take 12 hours. So I find the components and the levels that I'm playing, because they're in drops and chests, basically, or off enemies. And then I combine them all together and make the item, then it takes 12 hours and uses some of that currency I earned in-game.
So, is it 12 hours real-time or 12 hours currency game time?
12 hours of real-time. So,
oh, wow.
So I play till midnight one night, I hit the deal. By the time I get off work, I come back to back home, it's already done, you know?
Well, that's cool.
So there's that. But, I mean, it's just, it can get a little samey because they have basically that. They have a defend mission where you'll have a point you got to defend. You have an exterminate mission. I mean, have one that's called, like, sabotage. You find an area in the ship that, like, the core, and you got to blow it up, then you got to escape.
Well, that's cool.
You got one that's like, go in there, it's like a spy mission. A spy mission is you go into these different terminals and you find them. And the idea is not to alert too many enemies. They actually send more enemies on those missions if they find you to hinder you. But you got to hack this terminal, grab this thing, and then you're limited to just your pistol. So the guy carrying the data only has his pistol, and your buddy's got to protect him as he's going through the level.
That's cool, though.
So it's just,
it sounds like a fun game, at least.
Yeah, it's, you know, like, the overarching story's not that great. It's just the gameplay's really good. It feels like
sometimes a story can make a game.
Like the gameplay is very reminiscent of like Unreal Tournament. Like it's fast and frenetic.
Unreal was fun.
It's all third person, but it's super fast gameplay. Like a lot of it, you're running and sliding and jumping and moving all over the place and trying to avoid fire. And there's chaos.
Nice.
Like I said, I've seen like up to 100 enemies on screen. It can get really crazy, but it's just one of those kind of like, it's not like Serious Sam. It's better, way better than Serious Sam.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it's different, and I'm enjoying it.
That's cool though. Sounds fun.
So I've been doing that. Been playing Hearthstone.
Nice.
Finally, Matt was going to give me the beta key last week, and instead of him giving me the beta key, Blizzard actually sent me one, ironically.
Blizzard, we love you. Sponsor,
so,
please.
I played a lot of that with Matt on when it snowed last week.
Yeah.
Had a good opportunity. He was like, I'm home, I can't really
go
to work.
Might as well.
And me and him played Hearthstone and kicked my ass like 25 times. That game basically is a TGC. I mean, it's a basic trading card game. I didn't know what to think of it. I mean, I know Matt's talked about it on here, but it's basically a game where you have, as you level up your character, you'll unlock new cards for it, new class cards, and then you can mix and match your cards with your own decks. And so you have characters of, like, beast cards or whatever.
Yeah.
But long story short, I've had a lot of fun with it. If you get a chance to play the beta, try it out and see if it's something you like. It's very much on par with Magic the Gathering card game online and a lot of those others that are really good. But,
nice.
Jason, do you have anything to add? Because I think it's probably a good time for us to take a break.
I think so.
Nope.
All right. I think I'm going to take a break. I've cut myself short because I know it's getting late for you fellas.
Yay.
So we will be right back.
Late.
Showed the guys some Warframe just to see what the hell I was talking about.
It was very pretty.
Looks pretty.
That's one of the things I was surprised by. I was like, oh, this game doesn't look bad.
It doesn't look like a free to play game at all.
No, it looks like any other regular game.
On a next gen. Pay at least 40 or 50 bucks for it.
It looks like a next gen game.
And it's really cool though.
It wouldn't run on a 360 or a PS3.
No. I like the mechanics. I don't like that there's not a targeting. That would get on my nerves. I would just be flailing away wildly.
Oh, you mean with the sword?
Yeah.
Just targeting really quickly.
Oh, I got you. Never mind then.
I was flailing around a little bit because I had five guys around me, but at the same time,
college, doesn't it?
Not quite. But you saw me. I was like circling around I was getting swarmed by infested guys.
I had a crack in your hand. I didn't know what you were doing.
But that game's pretty fun.
It looks fun.
So, and then I showed you the chain lightning. The chain lightning is cool.
That's pretty cool. You jump up here.
So, but...
Looking like a badass.
It makes you feel like a badass, and I do like that kind of game.
I like that kind of game, too.
Just, I think, the reason I have such a hard time sometimes with survival horror. Yeah, I know. But, so another news, we have news.
We have news.
Not and nudes, but news.
News.
W-S.
News as a...
So, before we get into one of the bigger stories, Jason, do you got anything?
Yeah. We got, the, announcement that the, Skywind mod is now in alpha.
What's Skywind?
So, Skywind is a bunch of guys modding to put to, basically put Morrowind in Skyrim.
Like, with the quest or just the world?
No, with the quest.
That's kind of a big deal.
They're doing everything.
That's really ambitious. I would be surprised if they got done within a couple of years.
Yeah.
So, so earlier you were telling me on the break that I guess part of it's an alpha and just like the world's there, but nothing else.
Right, the world's there. Some things are there to interact with. They're basically, they said they're putting it out there to drum up interest and see how far they want to take it.
I think it's another, like I was doing some follow-ups on some old stories. Remember the Falskar mod?
Yep.
That kid never got hired with Bethesda.
Aww.
That's sad.
But it's a pretty cool mod. I will say that much. I finished it right before I overloaded it with mods. So it took me about 12 hours. So there's about 25 hours of content. I couldn't see that unless I was just running all over the place doing random shit like some people do in Skyrim, but
yeah,
I followed the main story, did a couple of side quests, and it took me about 12, 13 hours. So, but I thought, you know, free content, that's a pretty big deal, and it was a pretty big area. It was about maybe a fifth the size of the Skyrim map. So, I mean, that's a pretty good size map.
Yeah.
Especially for an 18-year-old kid living at his parents' house, doing nothing but modding. And then coming up with quests, then finding people at like a local college to do voice acting or something. Like, he got a lot of people to do stuff, and they had somebody write a song for it. And
really? What game was this for?
Skyrim's a mod for Skyrim on PC. And it's,
oh, I don't have PC, sorry.
It's a whole other expansion for it, which is pretty decent. It's not quite Bethesda quality, but as far as mod expansion packs go, it's pretty decent. It just, everybody has a Scottish accent, and that's a little bit weird.
Aye, laddie! Let's have some haggis!
And some of the quests are a little bit goofy, but like overall it was more Skyrim fun.
Well, that's cool.
So I, you know, it was pretty decent. Yeah. It's a lot better than, you know, the mod for building what, Hearthstone or Hearthfire?
Yeah.
Hearthfire, where you build preformatted houses with
bunches.
I never bought that one. I have a life and a family with kids. I don't need that.
You don't need Hearthfire. That's the worst thing they've done in a long time. It's almost as bad as horse armor.
Isn't Hearthfire what allows you to craft arrows, though?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Unless I know there's a mod. Nails. There's a mod on the computer you can do to craft arrows, but no, not there's nothing on like Xbox 360 when I play it on. There's nothing that lets me craft arrows.
Oh, well, maybe it is Hearthfire that lets you craft arrows, but I wouldn't pay $5 to craft arrows.
Well, no, because even Samson has Hearthfire and he can't craft arrows.
Maybe it was one of the later Maybe it was one of the later DLCs, but one of the DLCs let you do it.
Was it Dragonborn, maybe?
No, because I bought every single expansion, and I can't craft arrows. That's what I'm saying.
Weird, huh?
I know I got mad when I couldn't marry the vampire chick, because she's hot, and I wanted her to be my wife.
Wow.
On the game, but she wouldn't let me. She just follows me everywhere, which I kind of like.
I lost her in a dungeon, and she's glitched in the entrance, and I can't get her out. Try doing the, you know.
You know what you do if you get glitched? Honest to goodness, hit her.
I tried. And I tried Fuz Rodan to write the hell out of the instance, and it wouldn't work.
I hit her so hard with a fireball.
I killed her.
That she fell down dead, and she came back up, and she's like, oh, I'm back. The bitch like to be hit. She's coming back for more. Just saying, it's a love-hate relationship we have.
So in other news, what else you got, McNulty?
Oh, let's try and sort back through it here. Let's see. There was...
I'll bring something up. VGAs happened.
Yes.
Some people gave a shit and other people didn't give a shit. I'm in the middle of shit giving because it is something that, you know, they streamed, what, 3 hours live, and then tonight they're doing an hour.
Really?
And we record on Monday night, so on Monday they're recording, they did a piecemeal of the 3 hours
that they streamed over like Twitch and MTV.com and a bunch of other things. And there's a mishmash that's on Spike right now, or probably already over at this point, that was a culmination of all that. The only thing that I really got out of it, though, like, you know, I don't care about their Game of the Year or anything else. We're going to do our own version of that on our show of things that we liked that were, you know, our quote-unquote Games of the Year. But I don't think we're going to break it up into Best RPG and all that other bullshit. I think we'll probably just break it back down to, like, our top five or whatever and fight it out, which I like doing more because, you know, it's like I like Warframe. I don't know if it's going to be up there yet, but, like, there's a couple things that I haven't played. I haven't played the expansion for XCOM, and I need to do that in the next 3 weeks. But speaking of which, we will be doing this in 3 weeks. So on the 1st, we're going to release our Game of the Year episode. So January 1st, we'll release it probably in the evening because that's usually when we release it. Sometimes production takes a little long and ends up being released on Thursday, but we are committed to releasing it on that Wednesday, and we will have it up. Also, the iTunes and Stitcher app should be updated with the new feed. Trent's having to custom code it now. So,
yeah,
he is custom coding that every week to get that up there. We used to have an app that would do it for us, and now that we're not lazy and want to have more control, he's going to be putting that up on there. So our production time went from... Earl, really?
What?
I'm sure we can hear the toilet now.
No, mine was blowing my nose. Oh, I got stuffed up nose.
The world heard you flush.
That's okay.
But anyways.
That's the worst thing they've heard me do.
Oh my God, yeah, exactly right. But so we'll be doing that in 3 weeks. We're going to be coming up with lists and things like that. We've got to figure out, because you have a tendency, because this will be the fourth time we've done it, that you get to the end of the year and then you forget about that game you played. It's like, I almost forgot Bioshock Infinite was released this year.
I hope you go best of the year 2013, because
battle that out.
If you just do best of the year, there's so many years. There was great video games.
Well, it'll obviously be best of 2013.
Oh, now you're putting years on it. Thanks.
Well, but
there goes that game.
I'm not going to do it by system. It'll be PC, 360, PS3, whatever.
I'm going to be like the odd man out because I haven't played any games on computers in forever.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to say this is our best PC game.
Well, I'm just saying there's probably some other really good games on the PC that I don't know
about. Well, you can fight
for what you... do my research.
Well, you can fight it out for what you think is your top five. And generally what we do is we'll have people come up with their own top five list or top ten list.
Y'all can go first, and I'll listen to you and make my decision after y'all are done.
And what we'll do is we'll boil down, like, make a case for why you think this should be on our list.
Oh, my God, and I was in the debate team again.
Oh, it'll be rough.
Man, Trent's good at shooting down all my ideas.
Well, we got to get that together. I'm sure we'll do, like, a Google Doc online for our own private group and just battle it out for 3 weeks before we get to it. But anyways, that's coming up, and I think that's a pretty big deal for us. Obviously, we haven't played everything that's been released because, you know, we do have lives.
Well, I don't really know.
I know you haven't, but, you know, even with as much game time as I get in, there are still some things I haven't played. Oh, and I figure I'm going to try to at least play the big things that I haven't played. Like, I really need to play Batman. That's got to be on my list.
Yeah.
I really got to play that new Enemy. It's not Enemy Unknown, Enemy Within. I'm a huge XCOM fan, so, like, I really should play that. I haven't played any of them yet. But I need to play a little bit of Neverwinter. I mean, I think there's a possibility an MMO could make it into that. Ooh. I don't know if it's as good as some of the caliber of games that I've played.
It's like a kicker winning a Heisman Trophy. It may not happen ever.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, it's just because there's a lot of tropes that happen with MMOs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just, some of the stuff is designed to just keep you playing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always necessarily make them great games. But that aside, that's a thing.
Yep.
So, what else did you have, Jason?
Other news, we got confirmations last week from Telltale.
Oh, yeah.
That they are doing an episodic Game of Thrones series.
Yes.
And they are working with Gearbox to do Tales from the Borderlands.
You know what I'd like to see Telltale do? And not to diss on them too hard. But Telltale hasn't done their own franchise.
I tried to be quiet.
It's awesome.
God, you mark.
So, for those of you who can't be here.
That was Rusty, by the way.
Earl just...
That was Rusty.
He just shit his pants.
Yeah.
Earl, you just, know, they would never know it was me if you hadn't said nothing. Damn. Earl
just got up from the table.
I was trying to be polite.
Walked into Justin's room.
I was trying to be polite. I was
close the light.
You don't fart at the table. That's what? Something you learn when you're young.
I farted in my room.
I farted in the bathroom. I opened the door to the bathroom and farted.
Dude, his room is open to the bathroom.
Well, I shut the bathroom door.
It was that loud of a door shut?
Yes. I'm telling you. Well, I opened the door and I went, and then I shut it really quick, so it's fermenting in there. That was for you. Like, I was taught you don't shit where you eat.
But, no, I can agree with you in some way. But at the same time, they have built themselves, they're creating themselves this nice little niche.
Now, you said Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I'll play the hell out of
that. Where they can assist other game franchises in expanding their stories.
Well, they've got the only good Walking Dead game. That's true. I would give them that. And I think from that, though, like, Borderlands is good on its own. I don't know why. They can make a believer out of me. Maybe, but it's just like Game of Thrones. I mean, that is already an existing story.
And it's an existing card game.
It's just building off a franchise. Like, they've been building off franchises for a while. Don't get me wrong. The last year, the Walking Dead game was in my top five. That was a freaking amazing game.
Amazing.
Glitchy as fuck, though.
When I played it, wasn't.
The controls are really clunky and...
Really? Well, that's 360, it wasn't. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
That aside, though, mechanically it was goofy. And then in execution of the story, though, it was so good, that's what overrode it.
It made you love the characters.
Right.
Poor Clementine.
But anyways, that's my thing. Like, I want to see what they do with it. Yes, I'm excited. But then again, it's like, I want them to do an original IP. Here's a Telltale original story. Like, The Wolf Within is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again, it's a comic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, it's a book. You know, Borderlands, it's an existing game.
Well, Game of Thrones is not just a book. It's a game series. It's a card game.
Well,
it's a board game.
But that stuff came after the book.
True. It's true. The TV series came after the card and the board game, so.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, it was a CCG, and then it turned to an LCG. I used to play the card game a lot, and then I can't.
I remember you were actually playing that at lunch at work for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, me and Keith Payne. Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, I've got a lot of cards.
Keith is a big.
Yeah, he went over to Netrunner though, but yeah, I enjoy it. I would still play it today. Netrunner. It's a card game.
Oh,
but yeah, I would play.
You know, I got him addicted to Skyrim.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna give me his. He's gonna let me access his ultraviolet streams, so I can watch some stuff that he has on his little. Whatever it is with the three different players. He's a good guy. But no, I mean, again, it's Game of Thrones is amazing. I don't know. I've got mixed reviews about the new one, The Feast of Crows, but I don't know. Keith at work hates it. He put a big old negative review about it on Facebook. So, it'd be interesting to see what they do with it.
It'd be interesting what they do with the TV show. Because I think the TV show, in some ways, is a lot of TNA with some action.
But when you read the books, they cut a lot of stuff out. Like that book is riddled with incest, riddled with sex. They cut down the sex a lot.
Yeah, they actually.
Yeah.
HBO has actually mitigated the TNA.
And was like on the first episode, they had to cut out a lot of sex. In the first season, they cut out a lot of the stuff. They cut out stuff that I thought should be in there, like. When they had the part where they put Daenerys' brother,
yeah.
And he got him with the whip, and she said stop. They didn't even do the whole wagon thing, which was amazing because they made fun of
him. Do you watch any of the new South Park?
No, I haven't watched.
Have you seen South Park? So I got some stuff on my DVR, and I want to watch the rest of it. But they've been bagging on Game of Thrones a little bit.
Oh, have they?
And Butters is a big question. Like, they'll randomly throw it out. He's like, Why are all the penises on there limp? He's like, are they afraid that if they have a hard penis on there that it'll be threatening? He's like, no, they're all limp and non-threatening. Why do we always have to see all the non-threatening penis?
And in the last season, I don't know how far you are on the Game of Thrones.
Say too much about it.
But with Theon Greyjoy's?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are cutting that back because they do a lot.
Oh, they're going to do a lot with that story?
They do a lot to him. Like, they showed the torturing scenes that they have. Like the part where he gets all sexed up. But they took a lot of bad things happened to him and by the torture, and they've cut a lot of that back. Like, he literally scales a lot back. HBO scales a lot back.
That's crazy that they do.
It's like one of the only series that they have to scale back.
I shit you not. There are times when I'm reading those books where I feel like I'm reading an Anita Blake novel. The TNA gets that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Extensive.
50 Shades of Throne.
50 Shades of Throne, baby.
50 Shades of Throne.
So anyways.
And the other last piece of relevant news I thought I found was, other than what you're going to mention, is Fez has officially sold 1 million copies.
Hey, it's a good game.
What else?
Fez.
Fez.
Have you played it? Puzzle game. It's good.
Oh, no, I'm not.
No, it's like an action-adventure platform
puzzle game. No, I've never played Fez, so, no.
Did that come out last year?
Never heard of it.
I think so.
God damn it.
You should have had Drew on the show. She could have told you.
It was Eurogamer's 2012 game of the year, so yeah, that came out last year.
Fez is pretty cool. It's hard. And it's
Puppy's played it.
I think she's played Fez.
Because she said she's big into puzzle games.
She should have played Fez then.
Probably has. I'll ask her at work.
So, back to what I was going to lead into, and I just never did. There was a game called No Man's Sky that was announced.
Looks awesome.
Four dudes from the old, well, it's not Beautiful Joe, but,
Beautiful Joe is amazing.
The other game. Anyways.
The other Beautiful Joe.
No, it was a game.
Hang on, let me see if I can find the
Samurai Showdown. Just playing. That was a great
Samurai
game.
Showdown. Hey, you know, that's one of my favorite fighting games of all time.
The Neo Geo was amazing with that. God,
so, let's see. What else have they done? I know it's not Beautiful Joe. It's Hello Games is the name of the... Joe Danger. There we go.
Joe Danger!
They created Joe Danger. Like, that's the only other big thing they've done. So anyways, four guys from that team are making a game called No Man's Sky. And it is a space action exploration game where everything's procedurally generated, and the stuff that's procedurally generated in other people's games is then thrust into your universe. So they're talking
sword in your chest.
So, like, they were showing in the trailer, like, it starts off a little like ocean that goes to land, that goes to a spaceship, that goes to out in space shooting asteroids, so to
back to your mama's house
to
that's not there.
But
you're like whales and stuff.
Like, but they're procedurally generating a large amount of content. Yeah. I don't even know how you're going to host that much content.
Yeah, have some really good servers.
Something. But there's four guys
the
working
on it. The cloud.
It's taking over. Something.
Skynet's
coming. But they're talking about it being an action-adventure game, like where a lot of things are hostile and you got big enemies and things
like
that.
Imagine everything hostile on Blamet.
But it looked cool, though. Like, it looks.
It does.
Like,
it looks really good.
So, like, I like some older sci-fi books.
Yeah.
And it reminded me, like, the art style that I was seeing was something like you see in, like, old covers of old, like C.S. Lewis sci-fi novels, like Perelander or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it had a really, like, retro feel to it. Like,
I know,
it had, like, the really...
ships went flying overhead, I was like, it's time to go.
Well, it had that old, like, 40s and 50s sci-fi look to, like, the ship design and stuff.
I like and, old school.
Like, it just
like
it
the day
really
the time the day the world stood still.
But it was cool, just like, alright, I'm in first person mode, I just crawled out of the ocean, oh, there's my spaceship, and I get my spaceship and I get and I'm gonna take off from this planet into space. And it wasn't like cutscene into space, it was like fly through the crowds clouds and then go to space and then go to another planet.
Tons of stuff up there.
And I was just like, holy shit.
See, if they can do that, they should make a Serenity game. You know how people play that? A lot.
You know?
A Firefly game?
Because you can have Walsh back. Screw you, ain't dying this time, Walsh. Screw that. Get a red shirt. Let him fly. Or at least sit in your seat.
Brown coats. But,
I'm talking about a red coat off of Star Trek, because they always
die. Well, you know, red shirts on the show.
Mm-hmm. Brown coats.
We got to graduate you from red shirt.
I'll never be graduated from red shirt.
The last guy we graduated from red shirt actually quit the show. Well, yeah.
Who was that?
I'm not gonna say it on.
Hey,
he was on the show.
Oh, was
I
that,
resent that?
Was that the big
what?
R? Oh, he graduated.
I was graduated fast.
Who said he really graduated? I don't believe he really graduated.
Yeah.
He just skipped school.
He just.
Are you talking about the big R?
We'll go there later.
I got you.
We'll go there later.
The
DR. I probably shouldn't have even brought it up.
You should never have done
that.
Cut this part off.
I guess we can't.
You're going to have to.
But anyways, And we're back. It wasn't anything bad. It wasn't anything bad.
And we're back from the brink.
So, did you have anything other than what I want to talk about on there?
I was rescanning real quick.
You should mention, Trent can't find the article. Did he say to mention it or
no? Yeah. That is actually something really good. So the NSA is actually...
Oh, I was talking about the other one with the
yeah, herb. I can't find that.
With the herb. But no, the other one's cool too, the NASA one.
I think this one's...
Yeah, the NSA one.
Probably a little bit more relevant, honestly.
How do NSA?
So... Yeah, so Trent found a story that he was talking to us about, actually mid-show, and then he came to remind me. But I guess the NSA has been scanning through chat logs on World of Warcraft and EverQuest and Second Life and things like that for spy activity.
No, because the chat logs aren't recorded. They actually created accounts.
Right, to scan through.
To go in and, you know, actually actively watch chats. And
I guess... So. World of Warcraft is the one that's most cited for it, but I guess they haven't really officially given them permission, but I guess they can't. It doesn't really matter since they're the government, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, they're denying, or saying that they're not authorizing it, but what can they do? They're the government. Which
And I it's guess, not just ours.
No, what was the UK it's and somebody else?
The UK, another European...
Yeah, U.S. and British spies conducted surveillance and gathered data on online games such as World of Warcraft and Second Life.
But is it really that hard to believe?
Not really. So spy activity in the game was said to be so intense, in fact, that a decodification group had to be assembled so that the spies from CIA, FBI, and Pentagon would avoid running into each other.
So the thing I saw on Fox News where they were like so shocked that the government could turn on your camera, your web camera on your computer. I'm like, come on. Seriously, a hacker could do that.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Don't have a webcam.
You know, or you get the one that's detachable and you unplug it every day.
Tape over it before you masturbate.
They were like, the Kinect? Oh my God, I knew it could see me. But you know what it's going to do? It's going to drive paranoia and other things you have in your life, like cable boxes or whatever you might have. Or your little the crazy people that live in the woods. You have the refrigerator that has the automatic ice machine. Or you're in a bathroom
so
and the
work
automatic
in a call
flush.
Center. How fun is it to tell somebody what they're wearing?
Listen, that backfires a lot. Like I was joking one year, long time ago when I worked at our competition.
Right.
I was with the person and I was like, I was talking to him and stuff. Like you can see, I'm like, no, I can't see you. But let's troubleshoot your snowy screen. Yada 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 yada. And the lady was slowed down. I was like, will you please tell the woman in the red sweater to sit down? And I was just joking, and it got dead quiet. And I'm like, hello? And they're like, I thought you couldn't see us. I'm like, I can't. I just made a joke. She goes, no, you didn't, because my sister's wearing a red sweater. I was like, I don't even know right now. I'm just playing around. But yeah, you got to be so careful because so many people think that you can see them. And I'm like, no. No, and when I was young, they said they were going to have video conference on every phone by the year.
Well, you remember,
blah, blah, blah.
Well, you've heard that Amazon's doing that on their store support, where you have...
God, the Kindle? That's amazing.
But you know how creepy that would be?
I would love... Yeah. I wish we could, because you know how easy it would be for our job? He's like, all right, turn the great, all right, now this is what I need
but
you to
do. But
do
you
want to
see somebody's cock on your screen? Because somebody's
like chat
gonna,
roulette. I'd be chat roulette.
It would be
life.
Basically chat roulette,
yeah.
Because people
have
call
seen
it,
the Wrecking Ball chat roulette version by the dude that does the music in real life? Amazing. Anyways, but yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
you would
mean,
get those people, like the people that set up the stupid pins that say, suck my cock, and they're like, well, I want the reminder. What's the reminder? And the reminder is suck my cock. Yeah, I hate those people so much. I'm like, come on, let's all be adults. You're calling in for help. Why do I need to be felt like an idiot? But they would. They'd be like, putting it down here, like, all
right.
My cock's out.
Right. Get but, flipped off a lot more.
Oh, my God. Right. I'd be like, and we're ending the conversation now. Goodbye. But, yeah, I don't.
I'm so glad that that's still not
a I think
thing.
It should be an option for the people that actually really... I know there would be the stupid prankers that would do that, but for a lot of people, that video chat would be great because in a customer service business or a tech support business, you need that because you could say, okay, turn it around. Okay, well, let me see your screen. Okay, so it is blue. That's nothing. All right, great. Well, whatever. I know what the problem is now. Let's get this fixed because you get those people that nothing on the screen. So. But I just don't know why people find it so odd that they would do that. I mean, with But yeah, on Fox News, on CNN, they're like all these people that are against the government, you know, spying and stuff. Google is on there. Well, you Apple know, it's just like on there.
There's a lot of things.
Yahoo is on there.
It's just like you can. There's certain keywords that will trigger things in the Pentagon when you say.
Even
you say certain things that I will not say on this show.
No, you never want to say it.
Yeah, yeah. That will trigger.
Them oh, you'll get. That. Yeah, because what was it? One of the people that used to work up at work, her son worked for the FBI, the Internet Department, and there are certain even web searches that they'll at your door. Like they were on the new radio the other day. They were talking about like there was a couple. I forget where it was at, but they were at separate computers with all the same IP address, and one person looked up. Because the marathon bombing, remember that the guy had the I forgot what it was called that he had, the I forget that he had in the backpack.
Oh, anyways, I know what you're talking about. Was it Boston?
Yeah, the Boston one. But what he had in his backpack, and no lie, the they were looking up presents for each other, and one person looked up the thing that the device. Wife wanted, looked up the one part of the device. And from the other computer, the other person was looking up the other part of it, and it wasn't.
What
did
that have to do with Christmas presents?
But, no, it was just a present. It was like a birthday present or whatever. But because one person looked up one part of it, and they didn't even know what they were doing, the other person looked up the other one. Like Homeland Security was there, like within a couple hours.
Because it
took both of them. Took both of them into address. Yeah. Took both of them into custody, and they were there for like I don't remember how long it was, and they searched through all their files and stuff, and they just found out that it was. That they overreact, that Homeland Security overreacted, but because one person was looking up what one part of that device was, and the other person looked up
so
the other
that's
one.
That's just the kind of shit.
That's what you're saying.
Not to get on a political rant too much, but it's just like that guy that got pulled over. And they started doing anal cavity searches for him inside him in New Mexico, and they anal probed him like seven times. Yeah. Something crazy. But that's the thing, like you were saying,
red flag. You just type in one simple little thing, like you're just honestly looking something up, and if they think it's a terrorist flag, now you're flagged, and they'll come and get you. That'd be the scariest thing in the world if I'm looking up something just for like a present for my wife.
And I type it,
I don't even, because I'm going to tell you, be honest with you, I don't watch the news that much. The news scares me, because it's nothing but bad news. Like when China sent that missile over and we blew it up, like what was that, when I was an agent, when I was, what was that, 2006 or 2007, and they were like, we're all going to die, or North Korea did or something. I was like, what's going on? I don't even know, because I don't watch the news, and because of that, I know that hinders me. I would be scared to death that I'm looking something up for my wife for like a birthday or a Valentine's Day present or just something that I heard her and her sister talking about. I'm like,
look
at that.
Quotes, and I looked up plutonium and I was looking for Back to the Future.
You know, and I, you know, you look something up and then it hits a red flag and in the middle of the night they bust in my door, because that's the biggest thing. I have the home invasion scares the crap out of me, and they bust in, wake my kids up, scare the crap out of them, put a black bag over me and take me somewhere. I would be scared shitless. And I know me not watching the news hinders me a lot, and that's why I don't do a lot of searches for anything. If I go to YouTube and I watch music videos, that's all I do. That's the safest thing I could ever do.
That or bread and milk.
Bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. But yeah, but that's the scariest. That would be the scariest thing. You're just looking something up for your girlfriend or a friend, and the next thing you know, your door gets kicked in, and there's guns everywhere, and they're coming for you. That would be the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, I would have nothing that would incriminate me.
See, I know when I was living in my apartment and I was single, I was cooking bologna. I know, rich man's food. I was cooking bologna and I hear a at my door, and it's like, excuse me, it was like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
and I'm like, who's coming to my house? I was like, I mean, it was one of my friends, and I had a knife in my hand because I was slicing the bologna and I hadn't put one on there to cook yet, but I had just sliced it, and I opened the door and all of a sudden, and this dude with this big old freaking assault rifle just at my door, and I'm all like, what in the hell? And he's and I have the knife, and I just dropped the knife because it was a freaking policeman with this big old thing with this dog just coming at me like Doberman Pinscher, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? He was like, is this apartment blah blah blah, and it wasn't my apartment number. I was like a 2 and it was like a 1 something. I'm like, this is not me. I'm not. And he's like, are you so-and-so? I'm like, that's not my name. My name's Roy Kennedy. And I pulled up I had my ID and I had it out. I'm like, I'm not this guy.
You know, it reminds me of like, there's this one time I was doing
so that. I had to show him where the guy lived. And we got like, I was like, I'll show you where that apartment is. And I was being a good citizen. And I get like, I don't know, maybe here's the apartment complex. I get here and the apartment's over. And he's like, I think you need to go ahead and go back to your apartment. I'm like, I'm done. I'm good. I'm going back to cook a bologna. But it was the scariest thing in the world. Just one dude with the nice little salt gun pointing in my face and that dog coming at me. That scared the crap out of me. I couldn't take 15 people busting in my house coming for me. That's scary.
Well, it's like we had the door kicked in across from us, like the back door.
Oh, my God.
And we didn't hear it. And then the next
morning. Home invasion?
Yeah, it was
home invasion. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And then right across. And then the next morning, police comes out. What's that police doing at my door? Like, it was freaking me out. So another crazy police story. A couple years ago, I was doing a bunch of gun photos just for the hell of it.
And we're getting the cops called us now.
No, so I was doing some gun photos, and I borrowed a gun from Scott. I borrowed some guns from my dad and from another friend of mine. And so I took a bunch of pictures, like, there's some of Trent, there's some of me.
Yeah.
There's a picture of me with an AR
and an AK. On the internet, and that just goes crazy. People use that for whatever.
Well, and anyway, so that's on, you can see that. It's on my Facebook.
Yeah.
And then but I had all these guns in my car, and I went to my dad's to pick up some of those guns. So I had, like, I had an AK-47.
Man,
I had an AR-14.
Oh my God, that would be. How do you explain
I had like three shotguns in my. I had like four pistols. I had a 9. I had a 44. I had a 38, a 357. I had a lot of guns.
You got pulled over.
I got pulled over, and they thought I was a murder suspect.
Oh my God!
Because the car matched the description. It's out in Bixby.
Oh my God! You got thrown to the ground, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
And he's like, mistaken identity. He's like, you can go. I was like, what? Because I pulled over, I was driving the speed limit, I didn't have any lights out. No, they never get pulled over for anything.
Oh my God.
Except for bad tail lights.
That is crazy.
And then he let me go, and I was like, I'm so glad he didn't search my trunk. I was like, I would have been in so much shit, and I'd had to explain so much.
Because he'd have been like, maybe you're not the guy mistaken identity. Maybe you are this guy.
He's like, are you registered for these 14 weapons?
No, I'm not.
Not at all. I borrowed them all.
Oh my God, that is crazy.
But yeah, I didn't have any
ammo. That's why I can't do crimes, dude. I'm so scared.
I didn't have any ammo with me. So, I mean, it wasn't, there would have been that going for me, but.
Man.
I had a lot. And I remember carrying them all up to the apartment. Like, I was just like going in shifts to grab all these weapons and bags.
That's too much. I called into the general manager's office just to ask a question to, and any of my boss. I thought I was getting fired. I was having a panic attack. I can't.
Oh, where we work now?
Yeah, because it was a thing about another department, and they want to know if I had heard anything because I'm friends with some people over there.
Oh, right.
But he was like, why don't you go get Todd and come meet Mama? So I'm like, oh my God, what the heck's going on? I was freaking out, and Levi's like, you're okay, you're not good. I'm like, oh, I was shaking. I thought I was literally being fired.
You know, before I got promoted, I used to get so scared of that stuff, and now I just go in there and I just.
When they tell me I need my boss, that scares the shit out of me. I'm not lying.
I think I'd probably be a little freaked out.
I was. Man.
I want to move on so that you can go, because you got to leave soon.
Scary as hell.
There's one real big story I wanted to break. And so we brought up the survivor story. I said the survivor story.
I'm pregnant. Jason's the father. That's the big news.
Not quite that.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
This is actually
April Fool's.
So there was that Survivor 2299 website that came out. And we'd searched the Whois. It was registered to ZeniMax, blah, blah, blah. Apparently a guy did some really good IP masking. And it's a hoax. And he came out on Reddit today and started talking about it. It was a hoax. And he was trying to force Bethesda's hand into saying, making a Fallout 4 announcement on the VGAs.
Wow.
So they pretty much told him to cease and desist and that he couldn't do it anymore. And then he just put up a website or something on the website. It was just like sad piano music, and he's like, "I'm sorry."
And it's like, the sad piano music always makes it better.
And then there's a link on there and it says, "For all the haters, if you want to send me more death threats, click here." And you click there, and it's a door opening. It just says, "Fuck you." But
that's the greatest thing ever.
They could have ran with that a little bit longer.
Man, they could have.
And use that for some promotion because, hey, we still haven't heard any Fallout news.
But you know what, though? I mean, if Bethesda's not going to make a Fallout 4, I mean, you don't want that kind of publicity. Yeah. Personally, I never played any Fallout games, so I don't know the great.
Well, you like Skyrim, right?
I do like Skyrim.
Okay. Play some Fallout.
Well, I got so many other games I got to play first.
Or play some Fallout 1 or 2. It's old as hell to run on anything.
I probably pay it for a couple bucks at the pawn shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fallout 3 is good, too. But anyways, yeah.
Fallout New Vegas.
Fallout New Vegas is amazing.
I don't know. I just see the poster all the time.
I love that game.
That dude looks like he's ready for battle.
He is a desert ranger.
It looks like a hobo and a drifter had a baby, and that baby was born in the Wild West.
So, girlfriend is actually looking for some art for me, and she found some lithographs that they were selling.
Wait, for Fallout New Vegas?
Yeah, just they're like $275. Yeah. They're printed on aluminum.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It's a real famous picture that they had for our promo stuff that was in-game footage, but it was just him with a dog.
Oh,
with dog meat. Dog meat 2.0 that they made for...
The dog. Thank you.
But it was just him with the vault outfit with a gun slinging across his shoulder and walking with the dog through this like abandoned street. It was the really fucking cool.
The what?
Huh?
He's walking with the what?
With the dog.
Okay. Dog! I got you, dog. D-A-W-G, dog.
But, yeah. So sad that's so expensive.
Everything great is expensive is what I've learned.
I don't really do the expensive collectibles anymore.
I can't.
So, other really fast pieces of news...
Go for it, Jason.
Get
you in a roll out of here.
Right. DICE has halted all future projects.
I don't even know what that
until
is.
They fix Battlefield 4. Oh, and it's an expansion.
So they're not messing with Battlefront or anything right now until they get
They're not messing with Battlefront. The next BF4 expansions. Nothing until China Rising is fixed.
Well, I need to get that shit fixed so that people can do matchmaking again, because apparently it's like a 30 minutes...
Yeah, it's completely broke.
Matchmaker,
it's completely
matchmaker,
broke.
Make me a
PS4 has sold around 2.1 million consoles
worldwide.
Yeah.
Not bad.
What is Xbox sold so far?
Yeah, I think that's the next one here.
Trying to catch up.
I don't have any. I will have to find the numbers for that.
I didn't know if
sales.
It was on there. Sorry. I didn't know. I didn't mean
that's
to put it on
right.
the spot.
They're projecting PS4 and Xbox One will outsell their predecessors in 5 years,
that
which is
me.
Pretty freaking ambitious.
So,
but they're saying a lot more casual gamers will be buying the consoles this time around, right away, instead of
I like
of
you and
waiting.
All, but you don't need to play footsie with me.
Right.
So currently, I
Not
guess
you,
Forbes
Justin.
Forbes has a story saying that PS4 sales were up to 2.1 million last week. Microsoft responded by talking about how many hours gamers are playing on Xbox One games, but hasn't stated how much that's been sold. So,
well, maybe they haven't sold that many.
Well, it's a little bit more expensive. Honestly, like I said, I don't have a bias one way or the other versus on the consoles.
You know, if Xbox didn't have to have that Kinect right away, it would have been the same price.
It would have been, and I think it was...
Just saying.
There's some cool features with the Kinect, though.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I've been watching that PS4 thing with the camera. It's kind of cool stuff if you have kids. The stuff you can make, like the aliens and all the balls and all that good stuff. It's kind of cool.
Here, I can do. I can look up more stories while I'm talking. Son of a bitch.
I know a story of a lovely lady who had three girls, all with hair of gold like their mother.
Well, if I didn't have to look at a message from their sponsors, I'd know exactly what I was about to look at.
And another,
right.
I know another story about a man who had three boys.
Also, there will be a Tomb Raider Definitive Edition will be releasing for Xbox One and PS4.
That's a great game. Even the multiplayer is cool on it.
Here you go. Story released today, about 8 hours ago.
Man,
says PlayStation 4 is estimated to have sold around 1.25 million units in the U.S. during November, about 500,000 more units than Xbox One, according to the predictions made by Wedbush Securities analyst Michael Pachter. Expect hardware sales of 1.2 million PS4 units and 750,000 Xbox One units in their debut month. It says... The holiday forecast is they'll sell 150,000 Wii U, 700,000 Xbox 360s, and 550,000 PS3s. So I don't know. It's speculative at best at this point.
It is. Well, and really, when you think about.
Oh, here you go. So PS4 launched in the U.S. on November 15th, due for global sales of 2.1 million by December 1, with 700,000 said to have been sold outside of North America. Xbox One launched in 13 territories on November 22nd and sold through over 1 million units at launch. So, that's still a pretty big gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. But you gotta remember, though, I mean,
there's nothing
have more days.
A week?
That's got to be a lot of money.
Black Friday happened when both were alive.
It's true, but a lot of stores didn't have it on Black Friday, too. They only had limited edition.
There's still a limited out there. Like right now, I think if you order on Amazon, like it's been telling Christmas is when you'll get it.
Yeah.
So anyways, we'll just see. I mean, like I said, there's advantages and disadvantages of both. Really, the games will decide what I want to play more.
We also have to remember that at this point...
But why would... I don't understand why you... I know why they do day one. Don't get me wrong.
Well, here's the thing.
It's cool to have control.
I know it is, but the thing is this. Why would you buy a system where there's not that many games? Like, really good game got derailed. I mean, now you just got a piece of hardware that you're just looking at. I mean...
Yeah.
Honestly, well, I'm playing Assassin's Creed on it.
You play Assassin's Creed on 360 or PS3.
Or I can play it at the version that plays it at 1080p and uses twice the effects. Why would I not get the version that looks better?
It's the same damn game.
It's got an hour more gameplay.
Yeah. But here's the main point, though.
And you get two free indie games with it.
Well, all of these sales numbers are largely speculative at this point because, let's face it, both consoles haven't even been out for a full month yet. For number two, a lot of these online retailers who had more sales than they had units to ship for day one, those sales aren't counted yet either.
Nope.
Because they don't count until the unit ships. So it's still going to be the middle of next month before we have a really large picture, because all they can count right here is the brick and mortar retailers.
Right.
So, and the online day one ships. So, you know, the numbers are speculative. We'll get a better picture middle of the month, next month, as far as what's outsold what.
Still think it's crazy that the older consoles are still selling so much.
Well, here's the thing, a lot of people can't afford the new consoles, but they can afford the older ones because they went on sale.
Well, you also have to look at it this way. I mean,
I think at this point with those consoles, I mean, you're not getting the hardcore gamers. You're getting people that are buying stuff for gifts.
Well, not only that, but like, for example, had I been working, I would grab one of those Black Friday Xbox 360s as a replacement for my 6-year-old Xbox 360 that I know has got to crap out at some point.
Yeah, you've seen mine. Mine's old as shit. It's still running.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the new Xbox. Like, the 4-gigabyte one was the same as the 60-gigabyte one. I'm like, man, that's just bogus.
Yeah, with the Slim, they kind of messed up there.
I hate that.
So, either way.
That's why I hope to win the one from work.
Fair
Game
enough.
Of Thrones edition, because it comes with both. It comes with it's amazing. I hope I win it.
What does it come with?
I'll tell you. Well, we pull up the thingamajigger, and I'll tell you. So if you win the one, I'm not gonna win it. But if I were to win it, here it is. You get.
You're loading up your work email, aren't you?
No, I'm loading up the website you have to go to enter for the win. All right. Three grand prize winners, a customized Game of Thrones Xbox 360, 1-year Xbox Live Gold membership, a Kinect for Xbox, and 3 Blu-ray Game of Thrones DVDs, season 1 through 3. That's a pretty badass looking Xbox.
What?
Yeah, that's the grand prize. That's the one that you have to enter daily. You can't do it through anything but your mobile device.
Wow.
What?
Yep. And then, if you don't win that, you can win 10 second price prizes, which is $100 HBO Visa prepaid card. And then 5 first place prizes, which is 250 HBO Visa prepaid cards. Once a day.
I'm going to do that.
And I can do it right now because it's midnight and it would count as mine for today. So I'm going to go ahead and enter that. It ends like the end of December. I just want to.
So this is only for us, though, huh?
Yeah, only for us. No, if you look, it's not. It's all the companies are right there.
Okay, so various companies.
See that? There's tons of them here.
Okay.
But,
so,
you know,
anyways.
I don't. That's why I say I'm probably not going to win. You never know.
So, last but not least, just a couple things. We had a question last week.
We did. The question was, what would be your preferred fictional zombie killing weapon? And I don't know if I got any responses because I fell down on job, forgot about it, and didn't post it till tonight.
So, I thought there was. Rusty said a bunch on it.
Yeah, but that was for last week. His answer is actually what prompted us to say fictional.
I got you. I did not answer that.
So, what are we going to do for this week? Just going to lay it out there.
Like a...
This is important. We did important like a, pre-planning before.
We
like
did
a ham sandwich in the dashboard of
well,
a car.
I will fully admit that Trent is like our brain when it comes to the question of the week every week. Shit.
If you won the lottery.
Questions, that's why I'm out.
Right.
If you won the lottery and you could buy one fictional item, what would that be?
Okay, there we go.
Sounds great.
Sounds good. What would you buy, Earl?
I would buy... I would actually buy... the portal...
Portal gun.
Or... The actual thing like off of was it the old Looney Tunes where they had the hole and you would throw it
portable
and you could
holes
go in. Yeah, portable holes or the portal gun, one or the other.
That's an interesting choice.
That's what I would buy.
That is
because if you had two portable holes, I would put one portable hole on like a remember the old at the camps you would go to the old bulletin boards, the big one. I'd put it there and then bolt it to a movable. Like a set of wheels, and I would take that with me wherever I went, and I'd put the other hole like at my house. So if I wanted to go to a fancy place, you know what I'm saying? I would send someone there with it, and then once they're there and they got it set up, then I just go through the hole, boom! Now I'm here. What's up? Like I'm in Barbados. This is nice. That's what I would do.
How about you, Jason?
Okay, so just make sure I understand right. If you won the lottery, what fictional item would you buy?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
An AT-AT.
You're not going to say a lightsaber?
No, because I truly believe lightsabers are coming. That's the thing.
They're almost here.
They're almost here already.
I can go to Walmart to the toy section and buy one. They're here.
No.
Have you seen the ones?
Real ones.
Have you seen the ones where they have the actual like laser lights that you can use?
I think I've seen something like that.
So there was this one that was released fairly recently where they has a retractable arm.
Yeah.
That drops out of it that has a laser that shoots between it.
Really?
A real laser.
Now is this a laser that could cut your hand off?
No, but it could cut like a string. It's not like crazy powerful.
See,
but it's a handheld laser.
Here's the thing: the
that
only
retracts
thing,
like a lightsaber.
The only thing keeping them from making something like that that's actually deadly or could cut through anything literally is mobile power.
Here's one that says "real life lightsaber, not computer generated." Now, that makes me think it's not generated. You go ahead and I'll look at
this. The main problem is generating enough power.
In a little device.
Without
like 4D batteries.
Without having to carry like a nuclear battery pack on your back.
Is that the one you looked at?
No.
No, it's not that, but that is pretty damn cool. But that doesn't have an end.
No.
Yeah.
That's just a laser
light.
It's still
light
pretty cool.
Tube.
Yeah.
But no, this is an actual full-on laser. So
yeah,
I would buy an AT-AT.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you'd buy an AT-AT. I would buy a Pip-Boy.
A Pip-Boy, nice.
I want a Pip-Boy. I want to have my digital readout of everything. I want to see my vitals. And then I want to rearrange my inventory.
And if I can't have
your
an AT-AT.
Would be amazing.
And
a bottomless bag.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And if I couldn't have an AT-AT.
A bottomless bag, though, because that would be like a bag of holding, and you would have two stupid people that would put a bag of holding in a bag of holding, and the whole world would be destroyed. I would.
If I couldn't have an AT-AT, it'd have to be an Omni tool.
Omni tool's kind of cool.
Omni tool is so.
What about
awesome.
A phaser?
Again, we're not that far from it.
Set it to stun. I don't know, what do you prefer? Do you prefer the lasers in like Next Generation or the ones in the new movies? like the phasers that look like shavers or the phasers that look like guns.
I like the. I'm a fan of the original Star Trek phasers.
Okay,
I kind
of
like.
I was never a big fan of the phasers themselves, but the freaking pulse rifle.
The pulse rifle's always been cool.
That would be what I'd want.
Here's my thing.
The next generation pulse rifle.
I'll be honest with you. If I can't get the portable holes or the portal gun, I would literally buy the Sonic Cane from Rocker. I'm not gonna lie to you. Sonic Cane was amazing.
I'm trying to think of other things. Like an X-Wing would be really cool.
See, I don't want the big and bulky things. I just want the cool stuff.
Millennium Falcon?
I would buy a TARDIS, damn it. I would. Travel through space.
I'm still not 100% sold on it.
Or the Cloak of Invisibility.
Fair enough.
Stealth suit. That Harry Potter had, and I would go into the girls' locker room. I'm not going to lie to you. There's so many cool things you could buy. You really could. I mean... So
the whole bat suit from...
with or without the pants.
Batman Beyond.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. With the active stealth and shit. Yeah.
Greatness. All right. Any other news? Anything else?
No more news. That's pretty much all we have. With Gauntlet, we're still deciding. We will be skipping a week. The week of Christmas, we're not going to post a show.
I'm sad.
Well, because, you know, it's the week of Christmas.
You need to be with your family.
Yeah. We need to be...
Well, we would be... that would put us recording on the 23rd. Which is not cool.
I have that day off from work.
So, I just don't want anybody to... I want everybody to not worry about the show that week.
No.
The week of New Year's, nobody gives a shit because the only thing that really matters is New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Yep. In my house, that's staying up until like 10 if you go to bed.
You are up way past your bedtime.
I really am.
So,
you may take like 8 days to come
back
from this.
We will announce Scotland next week.
All right, and then we'll have that figured out. So, you can find the show at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and like us and love us. Facebook.com/tiltcast. Find us on Twitter, twitter.com/tiltcast. Find us on Stitcher now and iTunes. Search tiltcast.
Like us, review us.
Excited about Stitcher being back up.
Yes, and that should be back up. But you can, of course, go to the show at tiltcast.com and listen to it there as well.
And always, and as always, please, please, please email us at teabag@tiltcast.com.
True that. And you can find all that information on the website as well. Just wanted to throw out some more shout-outs to friends of the show. Obviously, carouselpodcast.com, elseworldspodcast.com, For the Love of Gaming, bmfcast.com, No Quarters Podcast, and that video game topic, or tvgp.tv, they do good things.
Real, on a side note, I know they haven't posted anything lately, but on Elseworld Podcast, I want to give a congratulations to Chuck, who's having a boy.
Yeah, Chuck is having a boy.
Yeah, I don't know. They announced it like 18 times today, so.
Yeah, me and her will work with Chuck. Yeah.
And congratulations on your boy, Chuck.
So, it is a big deal.
And I know a certain somebody who else is on that podcast listens, so I know that they'll let him know we said that. So
with that, we are going to call it a night.
Bye-bye.
See you guys next week.
Bye. With Rusty back.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. But I didn't like that I'm here and he's never here. I think he's avoiding me.
I think it's just fine.
It's like he owes me money.
No, it's just like the end of the school semester, sir.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.